government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. It is already the 13th day of May, 2008. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. Robert Galen Ross will be joining us coming up in studio in the next hour. We had him in just a month ago to talk about the RFK, JFK, MLK murders, but I want to get him in to talk about the who's who, the elite, the global structure of the New World Order, and what their overall plans are from his perspective, working, of course, for the National Security Agency, and then after that as International Oil Company consultant, living in scores of nations. And he's been writing about the New World Order now for close to 20 years. He'll be joining us in studio today. I also want to have open phones in the first hour, second hour, third hour, fourth hour today on the economy, on the staged election, on more talk of what's happening with Iran. We will discuss it all today. Also, issues like this. I think this is very important. Genetically modified human embryos stirs criticism. It's not enough to manipulate the corn and the wheat and add insects and animal genes to it. Now they've got to manipulate human beings. And this is the government just now telling you they're doing this. It's been going on for decades, of course. Feds accuse student of terror espionage for talking about Constitution. We've now written this into an article, what we covered here yesterday on the show. And some people were in the comments section of Infowars.com, you know, saying, oh, we called Mount Pleasant, Dallas. There's no Bible school there. Well, you didn't do a very good Google search, did you? I happen to know the name of the school, the full name, the name of the school president, all of it. We just didn't release that because the individuals we had on are a little bit concerned. They were threatened with, quote, having their head cut off, arrested, head on a silver platter, if they ever talked about it, being told you're not allowed to talk about the Constitution. That is a call for espionage. That is, quote, terrorism and espionage, because we have a rogue government that is destroying the Bill of Rights and Constitution. We have their training manuals where they say the Constitution and Bill of Rights our terrorist documents, and the Founding Fathers are bad. We have video of FEMA teaching it. We have squad car video of state police arresting a woman for a pocket constitution and then discussing amongst themselves, is it illegal to have a constitution? Just like a year plus before it broke in the mainstream news that 26,000 preachers have been hired to train their flocks to go to FEMA camps, we released the secret FEMA documents, and people didn't believe that. Just like you didn't believe they'd get rid of Posse Comitatus. Now they've announced it on the news. I mean, I'm sorry this is the reality. I'm sorry this is happening and going on. I know it's hard to believe that Homeland Security goes into colleges and says, you can't talk about the Constitution. It's a terrorist document. I know it's hard to believe that globalists like Philip Bobbitt have front page news stories in the local paper in Austin with a picture of a burning constitution saying it's good, get rid of freedom. You can't make this stuff up. Okay, I showed it on the TV show. I've shown it online. We've shown you, we scanned the cover of the local paper with the burning constitution saying it's good. I'm not the weird one that I'm reporting on them. Okay, I'm not the bad one. That I understand it's crazy. I understand it's hard to believe. It freaks me out. It makes me go into frothing fits. It's like everybody's emailing me going, how did you know that they would use illegal alien arrest operations as drills to arrest the general public? That's what FEMA's admitting they're doing. How did you know that? Because I watched the Senate hearings from 1986. I'm not psychic, folks. It's all public, okay? We'll be right back.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future. Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
USCivilFlags.org is here to help Americans remember, as well as our leaders, that every man and woman is sovereign and that we're all endowed by our Creator with life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The Sovereign Civil Flag is available at USCivilFlags.org and is a symbol of our desire to return America to the dreams that our forefathers envisioned. Show your support for a return to traditional moral values by flying one of these great flags today. Standard flags are 3x5 feet, with miniature flags also available. USCivilFlags.org also carries a large inventory of Ron Paul-related gear, including DVDs, buttons, and sew-on patches, and a large variety of educational books and numerous historical documents, including the U.S. Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Articles of Confederation. So visit us online today to pick up your piece of history at USCivilFlags.org. That's USCivilFlags.org, or call us at 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, this is not confirmed. Tony Gosling over at Bilderberg.org in England is reporting. A newspaper that appears to be a print paper as well as an online journal out of Athens, Greece, is reporting that Bilderberg met over the weekend there, this time meeting a few weeks earlier than they normally do. If this is true, this is the first time in 35 years that Jim Tucker has not discovered where they are located and made it there within the first day of the conference opening. We've talked to Jim Tucker. He says he's gotten calls about it. He's trying to track it down this morning to find out if that is indeed the case. We have seen these false alarms before. We have seen people claim, and mainstream newspapers claim, that Bilderberg has met in their city. Sometimes it turns out that the newspapers, in the case of Turkey last year, were actually putting out disinfo. So we will find out exactly what is happening. I'm told Steve Watson is working on a report. Paul Watson is finding out right now all he can on this subject, and he'll be joining us coming up in 22 minutes from now at the bottom of the hour. We're also going to open the phones up in this first hour into the second, third, and fourth hour at 1-800-259-9231. All right, let me just run through some of the headlines that I have here in front of me. Genetically modified human embryo stirs criticism. Feds accuse student of terror and espionage for talking about Constitution. Expect Rod Serling to come walking by any minute. Eco group calls for voluntary human extinction. Says masses should be indoctrinated to stop having children in order that the human race can die out and save the planet. We're going to have this group on, by the way. D.C. Council moves to block surveillance camera project. See, they put the Homeland Security funded cameras in, federally funded cameras decades ago, Homeland Security funded in the last 6 years, and then they just convert them over to surveilling us, the fat hogs that basically government sticks a straw in and sucks on. That's what we're seen as. Belief in global warming slips. National poll out showing a huge number of people less believe that it's man-made or real. Yeah, your fraud is starting to implode. Don't worry, they'll move on to a new fraud as fast as we expose the last one. Illegal alien raid, part of a FEMA camp drill. FEMA said a week ago, or back on the 7th to be technical, in multiple papers, that they were doing a drill in the Des Moines Register, in the Waterloo Cedar Falls Courier, and other publications, and Lee Rogers, properly at Rogue Government, said that this will probably be a mass illegal alien arrest, but it'll be a PR stunt, and he was right, and of course he's right because he knows the history, and in 1986 it came out that in Rex 84 they had a plan to build a bunch of camps and claim it was for illegal aliens, knowing that that would be popular, but then really just used that to set the precedent to set up the camps and then it would really be used for citizens. Then 2 years ago, the Houston Chronicle reported that indeed, we had this from the FEMA documents years before, but Houston Chronicle finally reported that it was for U.S. citizens and that the camps would have dual use for illegal aliens and political dissenters. So that's the cover story for it. And now they have one just outside Austin in Taylor. We've been out there and covered it, had police walk across the parking lot to the other side of the road and said, you're not allowed to videotape in America. And we just said, go ahead and arrest us, and they backed off. Some of that video is in Endgame. When you see footage of children playing behind barbed wire in prison jumpsuits, small children, that is a FEMA center over there. And they put political dissidents, people who don't have political views, who happen to have visas in there. They leave the illegal aliens from Latin America pretty much alone. And then the feds are very sophisticated. They use it as a way to make people feel sorry for the illegal aliens and grandstand, pushing for amnesty, while also setting the precedent for no due process, which is wrong. So how do I know this? How did I know this would happen? Because, again, I've seen the Senate hearings. I've read the declassified versions of Rex 84. Illegal alien raid, part of FEMA camp drill, and it was predicted last week by Lee Rogers that that this would be a mass arrest of illegal aliens, and they did raid packing plants yesterday in and around Des Moines, so we'll be going over that. Also, L.A. Times reporting, Ron Paul's forces quietly plot GOP convention revolt against McCain. You're now hearing the mainstream media we told you was going on months ago. And it is going to be quite a circus. You can be assured of that. And we'll see how the media handles it, and we'll see what ends up happening, how the Ron Paul revolution ends up looking. I hope just we come out like a rose out of this. We'll find out. That's certainly a fact, won't we? Bernanke, financial turmoil in markets easing. I guess it's like saying as the Titanic began listing and prepared to go under that it was doing quite nicely. So we'll go over that. China sends troops to Sichuan as quake kills more than 10,000 people. Let me see. Mother Nature, the weather, has killed at least 40,000 people in the last week and a half in Burma. I'm sorry, a military junta said I need to watch, call it Myanmar now, so I guess I'm Myanmar, or wherever you pronounce it. I guess I'll follow the military junta. Okay, Myanmar. But and now in Sichuan, that's just the preliminary is 10,000. It could be much more, and unfortunately probably will be. But do you see everyone hysterically running around like, I've got to give up all my rights. I've got to have black, you know, ski mask troops everywhere to keep me safe. Now, we had tornadoes kill 20-plus people over the weekend here in the U.S. Tornadoes a few days before that killed a bunch of people. The week before that, tornadoes killed a bunch of people. That matter, though. We're just all going to run around, just police looking in bushes, under tables for Al-Qaeda everywhere, but the border's wide open. But they've built 45 miles of fence, so we're using illegal aliens to build it, so the general public thinks they've gotten tough on the illegal aliens. The theater continues there. So that is some of what I have in front of me today that we will be covering. In fact, I'm just iron-willed. I'm going to start covering all the news that I have in front of me each day. That means the news I didn't cover yesterday. I'm going to have to go back to that. That was probably 30 important stories, 30, 40, I'm just guesstimating, here in the stack from yesterday that I didn't get to, that were all incredibly important. I probably got to 15 of the stories I had. I'm going to get to the 30, 40, however many the stack is that I didn't, and today's news today. And we will be taking your calls as well. So we're going to get to all this news. Let me go ahead and get to something that's very, very important. Now, there's a lot of facets to this, but a big one is that I remember in the British press and the French press in 1997 reading about chimeras, human splices with cows, pigs, insects, plants, and these just weren't where a few genes were changed. I mean, these were human embryos, these were babies that were half chimpanzee, 90% chimpanzee, half cow. They were human embryos put in cows to grow up to a larger size to be harvested, to have their organs harvested. Oh, I mean, they're growing babies up big. And I would read this in medical reports and scientific journals, and because what would happen is I'd see a BBC article saying, oh, yeah, they're working on, at this university, putting human embryos, but that have bovine genetics so that it's not rejected by the Jersey cow. And then they want to go in, they want to grow the embryos up to a larger size to extract valuably, you know, needed tissues. And then I would actually then go Yahoo or Dogpile or Alta Vista, that were the big search engines at the time. I would go search around and find the medical journals, and you know, I'd be looking for one, and I'd find 50 others, you know, 100 others, 10 others, depending on the search. And I would sit there for hours at night reading on my slow dial-up connection. I'd stay at the radio station late at night because they had DSL there. It was quicker. And I would just read and read, and then I'd try to go on air, and I'd just freak out and start yelling because it's like, if in 1997, 98, they had babies in cows, humanoid bovine cross species creatures. And I'll tell, and of course, I right around that time, I'll never forget, the guy comes up, pokes me in the back, says, I don't like you anymore. I used to like you, but I know you're a liar now. There's no such thing as spider goats. And I felt pathetic. I felt dumb. I started just going, and the guy went, oh, you caught in a lie, you know, basically. And I was just like, I couldn't even respond to him. I couldn't even gratify him. I just felt sad for him, sad for me. And he started going, you know, I've got a biology degree. And I said, I finally could get my tongue. And I went, I wanted to say, you know, why'd you tap me on the shoulder kind of aggressively? And you're a chicken neck slave. But it was, it just gets to the point where you just feel sorry for the slaves. And I said to him, I said, well, do you currently practice biology in some field? And he said, no. And I said, well, when were you in college? And he said, UT. And he said, in the mid-70s. Graduated 76. And I didn't even say, look it up. I just said, fine, I'm a liar. And I just turned around. I just don't even care anymore. You know what? The FEMA camps are real. The babies are in the cows. The spider goats. You're being fed bioweapons. We're all going to get cancer. It's just, I'm telling the truth, okay? I mean, that's the end of it.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the new world order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
That's the big issue. Is that everything is decades ahead of what the public even knows.
Jesus.
And it's all so reckless.
Someone to hear your prayers. Someone who cares.
So they had a phase in the mid and late 90s admitting all of this.
Jesus.
And then I'd go on air and read a Washington Post article about Costa Rica with private laboratories with part chimpanzee, part human creatures that have been brought to term. That means they're in cages, ladies and gentlemen, but that they wouldn't let the public see it, but university officials had been down there from the U.S. and confirmed it. I mean, that's what mad scientists do. They're all hyper-competitive. They all want to, you know, be known in the history books. They all want to show off. There's huge money in it. And this is what we know they have. Can you imagine what goes on in the government underground laboratories and the private corporate laboratories? And then we have all these Nobel Prize winners and top scientists and genetic engineer experts on. We've brought them all to you here who will tell you that you change one gene, it randomly changes thousands, each generational expression and recombination of the DNA. And they're not doing that. They're changing entire structures and just grafting in plant with animal, with insect, with just everything you can imagine. Mammal with reptile, with marsupial, with bacteria. And they're feeding it to us. And they've already, for at least 6 years, got cloned cows and cloned pigs, and they're already breeding them, and they've approved it to eat, and it's already on store shelves. And then the companies moved to have legislation passed so you're not allowed to know on the label. And I remember learning 13 years ago, they were spraying food with live viruses. Then they finally announced it to the slaves 3 years ago that they soak most meats now in live virus, quote, to kill other bacteria. The virus, its scientific Latin name is, however you say, bacteria-eating virus in Latin. And then it'll have a sub-name for its particular variety. And then, of course, they say, well, that's completely natural. But then you learn it's in millions of times the concentration that it's naturally in your gut. And then you find out that it's been engineered and grown in tissue vats from stock of all these other research animals. So then it's mixed with all their viruses and bacteria. And then there's all these new intestinal problems, and then it's linked to it. Doesn't matter. It's just like the Monsanto product where a naturally occurring toxic fungus is in and on the different food crops, and they argue, they go, well, we got FDA approval. I mean, this fungus is naturally out there, but this is 50-something thousand times, if you go read the reports, in some cases even higher than that, what is naturally occurring fungus on the outside. No, it's on the inside, and then, of course, they only look at that toxin it's creating, not the fact that it also then creates cell development sites where the soybeans and all the other plants that now do this, that they've designed, are creating the fungal hives, the fungal development, which then excretes it as factories inside. So there's all of that apparatus. I mean, if somebody doesn't believe in the devil, doesn't this make you believe in it? If the devil doesn't exist, might as well be the devil. I mean, the people that come up with stuff like this, feed it to their own children. I could go on for hours, ladies and gentlemen. But meanwhile, no one's worried about this. No, the police are putting cameras up everywhere, running checkpoints, pulling everybody over, squeezing more money out of the haggard, bedraggled population. The dollar's being deflated. The currency's falling apart. And what do they do? Government just grows and grows and grows and grows and grows. And every form of micromanagement, every form of bureaucracy and paperwork you've got to fill out and filings you've got to make and just constantly jumping through hoops and being surveilled. And if you talk back to a cop or even ask a question, they taser you, and prisons being built everywhere. And yes, the news is reporting. Caller called in about it. I mean, I already knew this, and I'm not tooting my horn. My point is this has been confirmed. So I knew the caller was telling the truth, but the caller said, yeah, did you see this PBS television program about the private prisons going and lobby for stricter laws to put more people in their private prisons? So I Googled that and did find a PBS report on it. I mean, it's so sick. Meanwhile, we're all being poisoned. All these horrible things are happening. Are we doing anything about the real environmental crisis? No, we're going to have a global carbon tax on what plants breathe. And the public's been convinced that carbon dioxide is a deadly weapon. They're running around like, ah, ah.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story that you've not been told from AnotherUntoldStory.com.
Democracy. We've all heard the word. In fact, men and now women have been sent to fight wars in the name of it. We've been told that that is what our government is, a democracy. Though the word is not to be found in any of America's founding documents, not in the Declaration of Independence, not in the Articles of Confederation, not even in any part of the Constitution. The word democracy and its definition is found, however, in a 156-page book, officially compiled and issued by the United States War Department in November of 1928. This book, issued by the U.S. War Department, mind you, was published by the authority of the United States government, and thus must be accepted as authentic in any court of proper jurisdiction. And what did it say concerning democracy? What was the definition given in it for democracy? That is untold today, hushed up today, but we tell it at AnotherUntoldStory.com. Go there today, AnotherUntoldStory.com, and find the truth about democracy. AnotherUntoldStory.com.
For another untold story, go to AnotherUntoldStory.com. 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 AnotherUntoldStory.com.
Watson and Steve Watson are trying to figure out if this Greek newspaper is accurate. Tony Gosling over at Bilderberg.org, we've interviewed a great reporter, very credible in the past, is reporting that indeed they met, they did a sneak attack, that Bilderberg met early in Athens, Greece over the weekend. Now, that would mean they were meeting about 2 weeks early from what they historically meet. Sometimes they meet about 3 weeks from now, sometimes 2 weeks from now. It varies. They're in a window of a couple of weeks. We're not sure right now, but we're going to try to find out very, very soon. Steve Watson is doing a report with all of the info condensed. Now, we know that about, 5 years ago, 6 years ago, we can look this up and add it to the report, kind of pool our resources here and our mental resources here and try to assess this. There was a false start report, but it wasn't a false report. It was a false start report, I would call it. It was partially correct. They had a Bilderberg steering meeting, is what they called it. They have many meetings with like 20, 25, 30, sometimes as few as 15 members at the Library of Congress. It was 5 or 6 years ago. I just remembered that a second ago. And they've had other little steering meetings in Europe where 2 months before, a month before, a week before, they will have a mini meeting, and it will be Bilderberg attendees there, and then even the press will say, okay, it was a Bilderberg steering. Now, would they have a steering meeting a few weeks early in Athens? This will be the first time in 30-plus years, it's 35 or 36 years, that Jim Tucker wouldn't have physically made it, wouldn't have physically found out where it was. We know they're getting more and more inventive, sometimes leasing whole hotels in another country, another region, another part of the world. We know that they put out disinfo to try to find out where our sources are. We're trying to get Estelin on the line right now. I just learned of this in the last hour and a half, so we're trying to ferret all this out. Let's go ahead and go to Paul Watson. Paul, what do we know right now?
Hello, Alex. All we know is the fact that Bilderberg.org, which is Tony Gosling's website, has linked to a Greek newspaper website called Patris.gr, which is reporting that Bilderberg met from the 8th to the 11th of May, which was this past weekend. Now, the Greek news website report and Bilderberg.org don't state at which hotel that this supposed Bilderberg meeting took place. What we do know is that it was in the Vouliagmeni area of Athens, Greece, which was the same place where Bilderberg met in 1993. In 1993, they met at the Nafsika Astia Palace Hotel, which, from doing basic research into that, you would suspect that if the main meeting was to be in Athens, Greece again, then that's the hotel that it would be at, because the hotel is hidden from view. It's right on the coastline.
Yeah, but I mean, we have a Greek paper saying that they reportedly met here, but they can't give us the location. There's no photos. I don't know. It doesn't smell good to me.
Well, Tony Gosling on his website says that his source, who is called Marek Tysis, told him that it would be in Athens and that it would either be from the 1st to the 4th of May or from the 8th to the 11th of May, and that the hotel was booked up completely for those 2 days. But, I mean, it doesn't say what hotel it is. So at the moment, we can't be sure, though. On his website, Gosling states, quote, "This year was the most difficult ever to discover where and when Bilderberg met. Intelligence gathered the 2008 conference would take place in Greece on one of the first 2 weekends in May. We failed to positively identify the date and location before this year's private meeting of Bilderberg," and then it goes on. So Gosling is saying basically it's the first time since the early 90s that the alternative media have completely missed covering a Bilderberg meeting.
But I believe it's longer than that. Tucker has always learned the location for over 30 years. I know it was 33 years, he said, when we were in Canada, so that's 2 years ago. That's got to be 35 years. So I guess 34 is how many he's made it to. The last one, of course, in Turkey, in Istanbul, formerly Constantinople. Paul, what else do you think about the situation?
Well, from before 9/11, whenever Bilderberg met, there was one or two press reports, maybe in Reuters. After 9/11, it was, you know, a handful. And then going up to 2006, where you protested Bilderberg, that's when the dam broke, and there were hundreds of articles about it. There are always at least two dozen articles now about Bilderberg in the days before and the days after it happens. Apart from this Greek news website article, there are none whatsoever.
And they've got a photo, reportedly, of Bilderberg group members, and it looks like Henry Kissinger here. And I guess they've got a photo. We need somebody who can translate Greek. We've translated some of it. Steve Watson's translating the rest of it right now. But as you said, we've got Tony. We need to, I guess, call Tony. I think of all the people we've been calling, maybe we haven't called him. He's in the book in there for folks that are listening to the show. Go ahead, Paul.
Well, yeah, as you mentioned earlier, it's not unheard of, but it's it's rare that they convene at the start of May. It's normally at the end of May into early June. Last year in Turkey, it was then the end of May into the start of June. In Canada, the year before, it was the 8th to the 11th of June. Although in 2005, when they met in Germany, it was May 5th to 8th. But that's the only case within the last 10 years, from what I can see from doing, you know, 10 minutes of checking, that they met in the first, basically just after the first week of May, normally at the end of May or into June.
Well, here's a reported translation of it, but it isn't the best. It says, in Greece, currently happening, according to information, the World Congress of Secret Club Bilderberg, which has brought paparazzi, I mean, I don't know what that says, for the chances of the world. But also, this is where prime ministers are nominated. It should be stressed that according to the infamy that circulates around the Club Bilderberg, they play, for some reason, the role of an informed world government. Yeah, this is translated from Greek using babblefish or something, so it's not that good of a translation. Some say, indeed, that anything important that has happened in the planet over the past 51 years has first been discussed and organized in her meetings. The club meets for 4 days each year in different sites, countries, and 120 politicians, businessmen, journalists, only from the 30 until 35 selected NATO countries participate. Participants are prohibited to speak to the press or anyone else, and anything they learn there, they are not allowed to mention where they heard it. Further, they even go as far as to deny that they were there. It is prohibited for them to tell their home parliaments of their countries if they are politicians, too. Big Greek interests are there in the list of persons that participate in the meetings of the club in question. According to information in the meeting of the Club Bilderberg from 88 to 2007, have participated, and then it lists some Greek people that have participated. The only Greek journalist that has taken part in the meetings of the club is Alexis Papahilas. In the meeting, at the same time, they appear to participate in general director of Coca-Cola, and then it just goes on. That's the end of the article. It doesn't even really say where they met or how they met there. Paul, what's your gut on this story? I mean, I believe the Greek press believes they've met. They just don't. Why would they not mention where they met or what hotel if they have a photo?
Well, yeah, it's badly translated, but you can tell that there's barely any detail there. So it's, at this stage, it's unreliable. I mean, the Trilateral Commission only finished their meeting on April 28th, and they're not normally this close together. They're normally separated by at least a month, maybe even two. So, because some of the same people are obviously going to be at both meetings, and the Trilateral Commission meeting was in D.C. this year, so not as if it's, you know, close by. So,
of course, Paul, none of these groups exist. You're insane for talking about it.
Oh, yeah, and of course, Bilderberg is just a talking shop, as Rothkopf, the author of the new Superclass book, said on your show. Even though Bilderberg predicted the oil prices would rise beyond $120 before the end of 2008, and they've already passed that within 5 months of 2008, so they have no influence whatsoever. I mean, the BBC report, they found documents that Bilderberg had set the agenda for the integrated European community and even the single currency as way back as the 50s when they first started meeting. So they have no influence whatsoever. Obviously, they say what's going to happen, and it happens.
Well, they've been right so far. They're now talking about $200 barrel oil. Kissinger said that was the goal 2 years ago. What do you think's going on here, Paul?
With this meeting, well, we need to talk to Gosling and we need to talk to Estilin. I mean, Estilin hasn't updated his English version website since the end of last year, so we need to know what he's been doing and if he's got any information on it, because those are the two people that are going to know about it and if it's taken place.
We just confirmed Tony Gosling from London. In the 2 o'clock hour, so about 2 hours and 20 minutes from now. Paul Watson, shifting gears for the rest of this segment, what do you think is most important that's happening right now? What are some of the things you're working on the economy, the gear up for war with Iran? Iran is suing the U.S. for funding al-Qaeda groups, real al-Qaeda, blowing up some of their mosques. What do you think about what's developing here domestically with the tasers, where they're telling doctors they can't say tasers kill people? I mean, I'm just throwing a grab bag out there. I want your take on what you think is most important right now.
Well, what's worrying me is that now they're arming UK police with tasers. And the way they're pushing the police state in this country at the moment, as I wrote about at the end of last week, is by these environmental crime units. And the cases I cited included the man who allegedly, I mean, there's no evidence that he did, but some jobs worth, these people get paid bonuses for writing tickets, stopped him in the street and claimed that he dropped an apple core, which is completely biodegradable anyway. It's actually good for the earth. But he ended up spending 18 hours in jail. He was put in a DNA database. He was shackled and later taken to court, all for the crime of dropping an apple core. And there are similar cases every week. There was a woman who bought a sausage roll for a young daughter. And as she was feeding it to her, a little bit dropped on the street. It was immediately swooped up and eaten by pigeons. But again, these two environmental crime unit officers immediately rushed across the street to stop her. And she ended up getting a fine and having to go to court. So that's...
Now, let's be clear. Let's be clear. I've told everybody Singapore is the model. You drop a bubblegum wrapper, 1 year in prison, you'll also be caned until your back is bloody. The cameras are in all public bathroom stalls. The government tests in different sectors, different drugs in the water. I know the people involved in it. It is unbelievable. And they are going to create, in the U.S., we have 2 million cops. They're saying they're going to have 2 million Enviro cops by 2011. And I told you, 5 years in jail for a AA battery that your child drops out of a toy. A piece of garbage in your yard, huge fines. Notice now they're arresting people for no turn signal, no seatbelt. This is going to be total micromanagement. The CPS is going to be expanded. Total control. You think it's bad now, folks. Get ready, Paul.
Yeah, and I mean, it's another tax as well. I mean, they can just walk up to you and claim you dropped a cigarette butt or whatever. If you pay the £50 fine, which is $100 instantly, then they leave you alone. It's like the mafia insurance policy. But if you resist it, then you're going to get arrested. You're going to go to court. And meanwhile, they just released a 40-year-old guy for having sex with an 11-year-old girl because the judge said it was consensual, and he's completely free to roam the streets. But if you drop an apple core, watch out. The rapists, the paedophiles can go free, but, you know, if you've got your trash can 7 inches open, then you're going to go to court.
Now, let's be clear here. People are arrested for flying unauthorized flags on their homes in England. They spend millions of pounds a year with secret police eating in restaurants for racist words, for your conversations. We have the headlines there. This is all coming here. It's the same thing. Secret police everywhere, but you're not for racism. Well, then secret police should be listening to you in cafes. But really, we know it's for other things. They've banned demonstrations in most areas of England. The police, if you're getting crowds and start talking, come over and demand who you are, put you in a terror database. This is the total control, Paul.
Yeah, and they introduced it on the platform of micromanaging behavior. Most people in this country supported the smoking ban, but what it led to was thousands of council spies that went around town centres going into bars and trying to find people who were smoking, so again they could hand out the instant fine if they refused to get arrested. So it's brought in on the basis of all this environmental ninnying, whereas the real environmental crises go completely ignored, which the government is mainly responsible for. But but it allows them to introduce this new cadre of Stasi-like Enviro spies, and it's a huge stealth tax mechanism on top of it.
And meanwhile, in the U.S., if you're at a major college and a group of Boy Scouts come by and you work for the administration and you give them a speech about the Constitution, Bill of Rights, Homeland Security comes and says, we'll arrest you for espionage and terror if you ever teach the Constitution again.
Well, that just tells you that the terrorists are in charge now, aren't they?
And by the way, listeners, we're not joking about any of this. And when Paul said that the guy dropped an apple core, allegedly, got 18 hours shackled,
put in a DNA database,
that is admitted. And the papers are saying it's good. Meanwhile, groups of hoodlums are not arrested. And if you've been attacked and robbed five times and finally got an old shotgun you hid and shot the person as they're trying to rape your wife, you get sent to prison for life. Paul, stay with us.
I'm gonna leave you.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official Fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
So your children right now are in public school being taught, go green, green, green. Being shown cartoons and movies about going green and sounds reasonable, be nice to the animals. Don't litter, save the earth. Oh, let's cut back on our carbon emissions. They're just culturally legitimizing armed enviro police everywhere, micromanaging every facet of your life, making the commoner criminals so that the criminal mastermind state has an excuse to be involved in your life. We're not joking about any of this. You think you can hide out and try to work and pay your taxes and be left alone and drive the speed limit and keep your head down, you're going to have CPS come. You're going to have your injections. You're going to have your EnviroCops. You're gonna enjoy it. It's all part of your new system. I hope. Or we could stand up and fight back against it, I guess, but then you're with Al-Qaeda, criticizing your government's Al-Qaeda. Paul, it's getting really bad in England. I mean, I've experienced it on your streets. What else is going on over there? Because you are a beta test for a lot of stuff that then happens here.
Well, the most disturbing thing in recent weeks is the fact that if you live in England, I don't know, it's probably the same as the US, but they have what are called catchment areas, whereby a family has to live within a certain area to send their children to a certain local school. Now, that one of the councils, and it later emerged that this was going on nationwide, they were applying anti-terrorism powers to track terror suspects in order to spy on a family to try and work out if they were lying about living outside the catchment area of the school. They were actually watching when they left the house, tracking them, following them when they got back.
Oh, they use the same thing here, yes. And they use NSA satellites now to watch us and control us and to see if you build a barn on your house. The whole military is being swung around against us.
Because there's no real terrorists that aren't government-run, so they're using the anti-terror laws against families. There's a new one today. Council that snooped on parents now uses anti-terror laws to spy on fishermen, and they're using it to spy on fishermen who are accused of gathering shellfish in prohibited areas of the harbour, and it's in the same area. So that's the kind of tyranny that's going on here at the moment.
And as the economies implode, as the fiat system implodes by design, they're just going to add more and more and more and more people to squeeze us. I wonder how much the public's going to put up with, Paul.
Well, not a lot more, according to the articles I've read, because all the comments after them, because newspaper articles on the internet now allow people to comment, which they didn't do before, but it's almost universal. But they're all talking about, this is proof we need a revolution, we need it now. I mean, they sound like Alex Jones when they're Daily Mail readers and just average British people. So people are angry about it.
And the government's answer is to build more prisons and hire more cops and try to intimidate people and try to hire bedwetting pastors to tell their flocks to go along with it in England and the U.S. And I got news, a gaggle of criminal SWAT team members with bedwetting preachers isn't going to win your New World Order for you, boys.
Certainly not. I mean, the Labour government just got voted out almost universally in all the local councils, but it's not going to make any difference. The same policies are going to be continued. So if they think by voting out Labour, I mean, that's the trick that's going to be played on us as it was played on you. They're just going to put the Tories in.
Yeah, we've had the right wing. Now they're going to give us the left wing. You've had the left wing. Now they're going to give you the right wing, who all vote identical.
Yeah, they're all Bilderberg selected as well.
Paul Watson, I really appreciate you popping in with us. Tony Gosling from the UK, Bilderberg.org, will be popping in 2 hours. Robert Galen Ross is scheduled to be orbiting into studio here in the next 20 minutes or so. And we got a ton of other news and your phone calls in the queue. I'm Alex Jones. This is the one, the only, GCN Radio Network.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Robert Galen Ross will be with us for about an hour and a half. We'll cover more news for 30 minutes. Then we got Tony Gosling joining us. Did Bilderberg Group already meet? Have they hoodwinked us? We'll try to find out. With this leading source of info on the subject coming up. I know we got John and George and Scott and Mike and others. John disagrees, so he'll go to the first of the line here in just a moment before I bring in Galen. But I'm going to take calls early in the interview with Galen. I'm going to really try to do that, so everybody stay with us. 1-800-259-9231. Before I go to you, we will be encoding live. We will be streaming live this next hour and a half long interview with Robert Galen Ross for PrisonPlanet.tv members. We have guests every week in studio, sometimes multiple times weekly. We also put up my weekly TV report that's in studio here in Austin that I've been doing for 13 years. We also take the Sunday show that we videotape and put it on the web. You see my films first. You'll be able to see 9/11 Truth Rising July 4th. So that is going to be coming up, a PrisonPlanet.tv exclusive and super high quality. You can burn it to disc all day long and give them to people. 9/11 Chronicles, Part 1, Truth Rising. And there's only going to be two showings of this, and there'll be showings of it a month and a half before it's officially released. That's this Saturday in Austin, Texas, for Texas listeners and folks in surrounding areas, mainly the Central Texas audience. You can go to Infowars.com. All tickets are left, and get tickets for the Saturday matinee at 3:30 at the Alamo Ritz in downtown Austin, or Sunday, 6:30 p.m., and I'll be there giving a 30-minute speech before each showing. And so the film is 99% done. There'll only be a few tweaks from what you see at these screenings, and we're doing these screenings to get your feedback, get your response to the film. So you can email us and tell us what you thought, and then it goes directly to DVD. So we do hope to see everybody out there this Saturday at 3:30, and, of course, this Sunday at 6:30 for the two showings of Truth Rising, which is totally different than any other film I've made. This is my 19th film. It is cinema verite, no voiceover, and very little of Alex Jones. It's just amazing. Wait till you see it. Okay, and you'll get your sneak peek this Saturday and Sunday. Let's go to John in Illinois, because he disagrees, so we're going to call right at this point. We will for him. Go ahead, John.
Okay, Alex, this is about the selling of gold and the apparent destruction of the U.S. dollar. And I know there's a bit of confusion about what's going on, and I've been studying the matter for the last 6 years, and I've learned quite a bit. But before we touch on that...
we don't have 2 hours, so just go ahead and make your point.
Okay, the seeming paradox of them selling gold to prop up the dollar, this has more to do with trying to stop the gold carry trade from collapsing.
Well, I agree. I mean, it's very complex, and I study it all the time, and I can barely grasp it, so...
Yes,
I mean,
and also, I've been advertising on Prison Planet for the last 3 weeks... I have a rolling banner, four down, DuPage911truth.org. We're sponsoring Richard Gage on May 30th.
Good.
So if any of the Chicago area listeners will please go down to that banner and click on it, they can pre-purchase tickets and help support Richard Gage and his important work.
Fantastic. Yeah, we've had Gage on many times, and he's in 9/11 Chronicles, Part 1, Truth Rising, so I appreciate your call. I will tell you, sir, though, that I would really ask listeners to only reserve the I disagree point to actually disagree. You know, we don't screen your calls other than what's your first name, where you're calling from. And you can be calling from Albuquerque, New Mexico, and claim you're calling from Timbuktu, as far as I care. But if you call in and volunteer, you disagree, you go to the front of the line. But then most of you don't really disagree. And I don't like that. But c'est la vie. I mean, let's be intellectually honest here. I'm not being mean to you, sir. It's just that I don't think you really disagreed much with me there. I think that was more of a way to get on the air and plug something, which is fine.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, neighbor. We all know that knowledge is power. We've tried to give you knowledge to help you prepare for rough times. There's the worldwide famine and our country's dependence on often dangerous food imports. You know about genetically poisoned food. Two-thirds of the food is disappearing with the bees, along with huge crop failures from all-time record water shortages. You know they're turning food into fuel with corn ethanol plants. If we do not control our food, food will be used to control us. Food control has been the plan historically in every enslaved population and is the plan for America. The only value of the knowledge you have to take control of your food is if you choose to get a supply while you still have the freedom to choose. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
My husband has had lots of blood pressure problems. It would just be really high. The doctor would work with him, and he'd give him some medications for a little while. It would maybe work, and then it wouldn't. And he was going back and forth, and my husband's not the top. That he wants to go to the doctor anyway. He'll wait till he is in major problems. So a friend gave us a bottle of Cardivite, and he started on it, and within a very short time, I'm going to say 2 weeks at the most, it was just leveling out. And as long as he's been on these, it has literally saved his life.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Robert Galen Ross is in studio with us for the next hour and a half, maybe even longer than Tony Gosling from England. Has the Bilderberg Group already met in Athens, Greece? That's what a Greek newspaper is reporting. We'll see if that's true or a false start. We know they have steering committee meetings that have thrown people off 6 years ago, and it's happened before that as well, where they were having a steering committee with about 25, 30 members. The Library of Congress, K. Billy Hutchinson, was one of the U.S. representatives there. And they had that about a month before they met in Europe. So we've seen this trick before. We'll be fleshing that out. We're going to take your calls early in this hour at 1-800-259-9231. And whatever the subject is, Robert Galen Ross, can comment on it. He worked with the NSA and intelligence. He then was international consultant to oil companies, lived all over the Middle East, all over the world. And he's been fighting the New World Order for decades, written quite a few very well-received, very well-selling books. We carry quite a few of them at the online bookstore at InfoWars.com. Before we go to him, I'd like to just say this. I was watching early this morning a clip of Endgame on YouTube, just a little five-minute clip. And I kind of sat back and said, man, I made this documentary. This is really good. And I thought, man, this needs to be seen. It was like I was discovering someone else's work. And I was just realizing that I tend to not toot my horn, but this is quite a weapon. And it really shows who the globalists are, what their master plan is, what they're doing, how to stop them. The film is 2 hours, 20 minutes long. It's got 40 minutes of extras on the DVD. You're talking about 3 hours total. It's $19.95. You can get it for $9.95 when you get it with Terror Storm or some of the other films. This is how we support ourselves. This is how I hire more people, get better websites, better servers. This is how we buy better cameras, fly places, and cover things. And I advertise on my own show that Endgame is free on Google Video. And then I want you to go watch it there, and I want you to email it out to everybody. And, in fact, I uploaded Endgame myself to Google Video the day it was released at PrisonPlanet.tv, the day it was released on DVD. And why did I do that? Because this isn't about making money. Money is fuel that I put in my engine to fight the New World Order. We are a juggernaut of truth and liberty against them, and I literally see it as fuel. To me, who I am, telling the truth, being honorable, being truthful, fighting tyranny, defending my family name, trying to build a better world for those that are going to come in the future, that is what makes me tick. And I get so focused on that so often that we then don't call for capital and call for the capital we need to do bigger things. And I wasn't going to mention this right now because it got organized last week. The nice fellow keeps calling. He's the original guy that came up with the money bomb for Ron Paul, and it got picked up by others and carried, one of my listeners. And he's got this Alex Jones money bomb. And I kind of thought about it over the weekend, and people around the office have asked me, what are you going to do? You know, you need to put a PayPal link up. This guy wants you to. And I thought, should I do that? I always raise money for other people. And I will say that, yes, we're going to get a PayPal up. In fact, that needs to happen. We need to make sure that's happening. And we need to, if you give us donations, we will buy better computers, better software, better effects for our films. I'm already going to get a bigger office. We're out looking right now. But I will factor that into hiring more people, doing more. I need to get a second IT person full-time because it's just overwhelming the amount of work that we've got to do here. We've got to grow fast because the New World Order is making their move right now. So that said, there isn't even a PayPal up for this yet, but we'll the next day or two, we'll link to the money bomb, the Alex Jones money bomb. I forget the address. But the money bomb right now is just go to Infowars.com and buy Robert Galen Ross's books that we sell, that we support him too. Buy Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Have it on DVD, the high-quality DVD. Give it to people. And if you don't have money, watch it for free on Google Video and pass it on to your email list. Show it to your friends and family. It's just it's not that high quality. That's why we have PrisonPlanet.tv that is 15 cents a day. Because by having a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, it's in super high quality now. Two content distribution network servers, three other servers on it. I mean, it's just a beautiful system, getting better and better all the time. We don't just have this live video feed we do every day for the listeners in the fourth hour, sometimes earlier. Sometimes we do the whole show. It's now posted within an hour of the end of the show for you to watch how you want, when you want, where you want, with the document cam and the guest cam and everything else that we bring you here. So I have not been really calling for your support lately. I've been trying to just run off sponsorship and the little bit of videos we sell, but I start looking at the accounting as we're doing it and realize that if we had a lot more capital come in, I will dump it directly into the tip of the spear, directly into going after the globalists, because I'm committed to this. I mean, I've cast the dice. The dice are rolled, and I'm in this fight 110%, and I've just been realizing why stand here idle? Why not even work harder? You know, why not make three films this year like we're doing right now instead of one a year? Why not up the game? Why not update the websites? Why not make them a higher quality web 2.5 or whatever? Why not get more aggressive? I mean, if we're going to fight the New World Order, let's do it all the way. So I want to thank all of you that have supported us at PrisonPlanet.tv. I want to thank all of you that have gotten the books and videos at Infowars.com or called 888-253-3139. All of you that have purchased the books and videos, that is really a donation to us so we can continue what we're doing and so I can also try to pay my people well. I like to pay them. You know, they're not paid exorbitantly, but they're paid decent for people in media. Folks in media don't make a lot of money at the grassroots level, and I'd like to try to reward them, help them, make sure they can put food on their family's table. As the economy implodes, that's another reason I'm kind of like a squirrel for winter trying to get some nuts away, because we don't run this like a profit business. If everything starts going to hell in a handbasket, as it's starting to, and our capital goes down and less money comes in, I'm just going to spend the savings I've accrued, which are modest, but that are there to fund this, to go all the way until we ran out of money, until we aren't here. You know, that's the goal. Go all the way, like a missile that expends its fuel as it comes in for impact. We're not retreating. We're not going back. And we're doing well. We're expanding. We're growing. My point is, if we go into a depression, I am going to continue on as long as we can. And you need to realize that. Okay, there is my rant on that subject. I appreciate Robert Galen Ross joining us in studio. And, Robert, I'd like you to get into the economy. You know, you've consulted internationally in finance, in oil, in commerce. You've worked in the government and intelligence. You've really, in the books you've written, forecasted a lot of what has actually developed in your film. You forecasted what would happen with the NAU. So I really respect your opinion, and we want to bring you here as, you know, another one of our family of experts, wise men that, you know what's going on, to break down what's really happening with the economy. Then coming up at the bottom of the hour, we'll start taking calls, and I want to shift gears into the globalist structure later and what their master plans are. But, Robert, again, thank you for coming into studio. I really do appreciate it.
It's always a pleasure to be with you, Alex.
Thanks for being here. You've got the floor. Please tell us what's happening with banking.
Okay, the world financial system is in meltdown. They won't admit that publicly, but the vital signs are showing up all the time. And we can go back as far as February 27, 1995, when a fellow named Nick Leeson was one of the key people with Barings in Southeast Asia. Barings, at the time they went under, was the Britain's oldest bank. And Leeson got to dealing in derivatives, and he crashed the company in a very short period of time. And Barings was a very large company at that time. And so this is how vulnerable they are. And I'm sure that all banks have put in safety valves to watch our people very closely to keep from being crashed like that again. But just recently, as late as March 14, 2008, Bear Stearns went under. Bear Stearns in November of 2007 was rated by the
Securities Exchange Commission.
Goldman Sachs.
Yeah.
At $118 a share. And so on, when they finally died in February, they were worth, they were bought out by J.P. Morgan Chase at $2 a share. And so this is how quick this can happen. Now, there are others looming on the horizon. On May the 9th, 2008, the CEO of Citigroup announced that they were fixing to write off $400 billion of their assets. Now, to them, an asset is something like a mortgage or something like that. Most of these mortgages are worthless, and so that's the reason they're writing them off. And the first quarter of 2008, Citigroup lost $5.1 billion. First quarter of 2007, they lost $10 billion. So Citigroup is really fixing to go under. But the Fed Chairman Bernanke has already informed the public that no bank will go under.
And he's saying, yeah, he said that today. He said everything's wonderful. Meanwhile, the dollar's being devalued at about 30% a year now. There are millions of houses going into repossession. People are walking away from millions. Others, there's a huge contraction even in retail. And the media is busy running around saying everything's wonderful.
That's right. And they're saying that as a smokescreen, trying to hide what's really going on behind the curtain. And if you do a Google search for the MZM money supply. There's a chart on there that shows that the money supply is almost vertical right now. They're printing money like it's going out of style.
Stay there, Robert Galen. Ross will continue with what the global economic architects are up to.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Yes, there is an in-AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the new world order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta engine treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1 or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control.
Robert Galen Ross is our guest. Your call's coming up in the next segment. Host of issues we'll be discussing going into the third hour. And Tony Gosling on the Bilderberg Group joining us in the fourth hour today. Robert, continuing with the banking situation, please.
Okay. For many years, the Federal Reserve had their practice was to loan money to their member banks overnight. They would loan money to them today, but tomorrow they had to pay it back. And now the financial situation has gotten so bad now that the Fed now has extended overnight practice to 30 days. And even they say, if you can't pay us back in 30 days, we'll consider extending that period. So it's really getting bad in the financial system. Now, on September of 2007, the Fed interest rate was 5.25%. On May the 2nd, 2008, they reduced this to 2%. And in an effort to try to stop this runaway financial problem. Now, the Bank of England has followed suit. They've told their banks that they're putting 50 billion pounds available for banks to aid in their financial situation. Now, the Japanese Central Bank has been running at 1.5% interest for years. And the Japanese have been, and a lot of other people are borrowing money from the Japanese Central Bank and buying assets around the world, and it costs them 0.5%, and then they make what they can off of that. So, but this is coming to an end. Now, one of the major problems that is discussed publicly is what they call subprime lending problem. Now, the best way to explain that is that a bank will lure someone in to, like they want to buy a home. They'll offer them a low teaser rate interest, but it's variable. And so they calculate their monthly payments, and the couple figure they can afford that. But within a few short years, all of a sudden, they start kicking into these higher rates, and in many cases, the bank or lending institution don't even check on the credit availability of this couple. And but the reason they do that, just as soon as they loan the money, they don't keep that loan. They immediately turn around and sell that loan to someone else.
And they also now count loans, as you just said, as an asset. So a debt is an asset, a liability is an asset, and they leverage that out with fractional reserve banking at least tenfold. And they leverage that again tenfold, just a Ponzi scheme to the sun.
That's right. Now, the probably the best way to illustrate this is to take a can of mixed nuts. Let's say that I eat a lot of mixed nuts, and they generally come in a clear plastic jar, and you can see what's in it, but let's say that macadamia nuts sell for $13 a pound, pistachios for $11 a pound, cashews for $10 a pound, and peanuts $8 a pound. Well, these banks are now instead of having a clear plastic container, they have a cardboard container or metal container so you can't see what's in it. But the wrapper around this container shows a lot of macadamia nuts and a lot of pistachios and not many peanuts. But if you really, when you get around to opening that can, you'll find just very few macadamias and just a few more pistachios, maybe a handful of cashews.
So it's another Carnival Barker scam.
That's right. But in addition to having peanuts, they're even putting in stale and rancid peanuts in here, and including peanuts that have rat feces in it. So
there's some rat droppings.
That's right. So they package these with the macadamia nuts on the wrapper, and they sell these to other lending institutions. Now,
who then leverage it out again and do the same.
That's right.
Thing. And so pretty much it's like one peanut per package of rat turds.
That's right.
Okay.
But now it's gotten so bad that for many years there was interbank lending practice. If one bank needs some cash, they just go to the bank next door and borrow money from them. Now they won't loan one money to one another because the assets they're putting up for collateral are these toxic waste peanuts.
So the great Ponzi scheme, it appears, is coming to an end. Let's talk about, from your experience, living quite a long time, living in third world countries, where you think this is going to go, and is that why they're gearing up for martial law? Is that why they've been quietly militarizing for decades, knowing that they were going to implode the economy? And is it by design? We know it certainly is in some sectors. We'll come back with Robert Beck, Galen Ross, and your phone calls. Please stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Federal Trade Commission estimates that 9 million Americans are victims of identity theft each year. The crime of identity theft occurs every 3.5 seconds, costing the victims an average of $8,000. If you own a PC, passwords are a common form of authentication and often the only protection between a hacker and your personal information. Passwords that are stored in a spreadsheet, text file, data file, or any other file that is not encrypted and password protected are vulnerable to malicious theft and misuse. With Password Safe Pro, your passwords can be secured in an encrypted database within minutes. Password Safe Pro utilizes secure 160-bit encryption and comes complete with a strong password generation tool. For secure password protection and peace of mind, get your free Password Safe Pro today at www.passwordsafepro.com. Again, get your free Password Safe Pro at www.passwordsafepro.com. Secure password protection and peace of mind is one click away. Trust the pro, Password Safe Pro.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com. The message of his kingdom.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10. $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
Come into every town and city, even small towns, and spend $1 million, $2 million to fluoridate at your water because they care about you so much. How they can buy off anybody that'll take their money. Because it's all fiat. They just make it out of nothing. They back it up with force that they buy with their own fiat. And then they train the society that debt is good, get into debt, the public schools, the colleges. It's come out. They have credit card agreements with the companies. public schools and colleges, to tell the kids to take credit cards to get in debt, all designed to get you shackled, all designed to get control. And now, after bubble after bubble after bubble, we're in the final bubbles that economists always said we would see before a total implosion, and that is just a speculative bubble, not just speculative on real estate or speculative on one commodity or type of asset, but everything is going speculative. Food, other commodities, resources, and the government's response being doppelganged and controlled by the private banks that own and control it is to beef up, to militarize, to build camps, to say the public is the enemy, that the government are the officials, the authorities, clearly in response to the population. Robert Galen Ross, before we get more into whether you think we're going to have a depression or not and how we're getting to this apex of the mega bubble, the super bubble, do you think that's why one of the reasons they're gearing up their police state? And B, do you believe this was engineered by design?
Alex, nothing of significance happens in the entire world that is not very carefully planned years in advance. These people hire the best and the brightest to do all this for them, and they're just clay. They mold them any way they want to, and so they make things happen, and they don't need they don't care what happens tomorrow. They're really concerned about what's going to happen 10 years from now, and it's all very carefully planned.
Well, I harp on this a lot, but it's because it's a seminal source document. 2002, Joseph Stiglitz, chief economist, World Bank. He's a globalist, but he said he didn't believe in hurting people. They give him a 119-point plan that they've been using for decades, but they were just now letting their economist in on this, one of many, but their top guy, who they just used for advice, but then they made the decisions, where they went into countries and bought off the police, bought off the government over a multi-decade program, got everybody in debt, had the government not pay the debt back by design, then turn off all the utilities, cause riots to further depress all the stocks so they could come in and buy the whole country up for pennies on the dollar, also signing agreements with the government to hand over ports, waterways, infrastructures, roads, government-owned utilities, government-owned telecommunications, oil companies. So, and he said what they did to the third world countries, they're now planning to do to the West. And I just had him on a few weeks ago. Again, he's been on the radio with us twice and in an in-person video interview once. And he admitted, yes, they're engineering this. And, I mean, we have the IMF documents where they're saying they're doing it. There's no debating it.
Yeah. And there's a strange guy behind the bushes that's taking care of this fellow named Hugo Chavez, president of Venezuela. The elite denigrate him. They say he's communist, he's a dictator, he's doing terrible things. To me, he's a hero because he has single-handedly stopped the creation of the American Union. And a number of the things that he's done is he's created what they call the Bank of the South, which is a central bank owned by Venezuela or funded by Venezuela, Brazil, and Argentina.
And they've now dumped the dollar. You can't buy their oil, and that's what 33%, 34% of all of our oil can't buy it with dollars now.
That's right. And but they created this bank, and they're loaning money to all the Latin American countries to pay off the IMF and World Bank loans early so they can get out from under this burden. And they loan this money to them at very low interest rates. And so That's a one.
By the way, you work for oil companies. You know, yeah. They're paying 18 cents a gallon in Venezuela. They're paying like 25 cents a gallon in Mexico. They're paying 14 cents a gallon for diesel in Mexico. Just like we pay 5-6 times what somebody in Mexico pays for prescription drugs, we pay double what somebody in Europe. Why is it that Americans are seen as the schmuck cattle? We get treated the worst. Our cops treat us the worst. Everything, but we think we're free.
Well, they've dumbed the people down. They've done it, and it's very carefully planned. They've done them down in schools, and they provide them with information on the mass media that they want them to hear. All of it is it's designed psycho control, and so that they really don't protest what's going on. As long as they can have their six-pack and watch their football game or play a game of pool, That's all I care.
Now, speaking of the devil, that may be what's coming next. I know you were around during the last Great Depression that they admit in mainline textbooks was engineered by the bankers. Maybe we should start there with what they did then in 1929, deepening for 3 years into the depths of it in late 33. Compare that to, I mean, the bubble we've got now, the indebtedness we have now of every sector, private, corporate, government, the amount of leveraging, it's two different universes. I mean, 90% or 85% being rural then, now only 5% being self-sufficient today. I mean, we're talking about a recipe for absolute breakdown. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but there's a good chance it is. And if it does, I mean, this is going to be unbelievable.
You know, the real truth is that from 1920 to 1929, the Federal Reserve started a very loose money policy. They would loan people money on anything. And so people started investing in stocks and bonds, commodities, because they were going to get rich over it. And so in 29, all of a sudden, they pulled in the money, and they started calling loans. And people couldn't pay these loans, and a lot of people committed suicide over it. But this was very carefully designed. One of the main reasons they did this is that at that point, in 1913 is when they created Federal Reserve. And so most of the money were in state banks, and a lot of the state banks wouldn't join the Federal Reserve system. So they said, well, all right, we'll go get them anyway. So they said, we got to crash these state banks and get their money. And so that was one of the main reasons for the 29 Depression.
Absolutely. And of course, they had already engineered runs on banks before. That's come out. National Banking Association documents have come out. And they said, give us the Federal Reserve. There'll never be another recession. There'll never be another run. We promise. And then they engineered the 29 crash and then cut off all credit as they're getting ready to do now.
That's right. And the stated purpose of the creation of the Federal Reserve was to normalize and steady the financial situation so that they wouldn't have all these ups and downs. But every up and down that's happened in the financial world is created by the central banks.
Well, look at what they're doing now. Just as the Federal Reserve got more power after they engineered the Great Depression, now they're saying get rid of the three federal agencies that regulate us. And I'm not saying they're good, but they're corrupt and controlled, but at least it's some semblance of regulation. They said, let us run everything secretly, get rid of these three federal agencies, let us run everything, and then everything will be okay. So they're saying we're the ones that have engineered this, admittedly, changing the rules for all this loaning, fiat to infinitum, just no limit to infinity. And now, so that's their formula. Always create a crisis, and then as the crisis deepens, offer the next solution, which expands their power. Then they deepen the next crisis even bigger. Then they get more power. Then they expand an even greater crisis and get more power. But now they're coming into total ownership. I mean, I've seen the numbers of thousands of trillions of liquid fiat they made that was accepted globally. They literally bought up the entire global infrastructure, except for a handful of private interest in Europe and the U.S. Now they're changing laws to take that for middle-class people. And they write white papers saying they don't even need the peasants anymore. I mean, they have created this tsunami of liquidity, bought the world with it, and now they're going to turn that liquidity off and get what crumbs they didn't have.
And all of the funds that they have are created out of thin air. They're not backed by anything. But I suggest you go to do a Google search on MZM money supply or money stock. MZM stands for money zero maturity. And that's made up of the M2 money supply and several other financial indicators. And I've got their data from the Federal Reserve and created a graph on that. And the last two or three years, that graph has gone vertical.
In fact, they have a lot of private groups that analyze it, and that's what they say. Bernanke stopped releasing the numbers 12 months ago. Did you reverse engineer that? How did you get the numbers, the latest ones?
No, I got it from St. Louis Fed.
Yeah.
And the Fed...
you're talking about the internal money supply numbers.
That's right.
Okay, yeah okay.
But the Federal Reserve quit reporting the M3 money supply.
M3, that's right.
Yeah. Some of the private institutions are still generating the M3, but it's not not done by the Fed.
Well, I want to explain. I know most of you know this, but your neighbors don't know this. I talk to people and, you know, who've got degrees, and they just don't understand that it's like the peso or the ruble. Our elite have made the decision to devalue it, and that leaves you holding the bag while they hold all the real assets. And then you can see the parallel, how suddenly there's cops on every corner, suddenly there's helicopters flying overheads, cameras going in, and then you read the government documents. They say, yeah, we're going to implode everything you've got, and if you riot or if you fight back against us, we're going to gun you down the streets.
Well, now, a lot of people are really playing down the oil companies, giving them hell about increasing their price of oil.
They're only making the same 8% profit they always do.
They did not raise their prices.
The dollar went down.
The oil is dollar denominated, so when the value of the dollar goes down, the value of the oil goes up. And so gold and oil and silver and a number of the commodities are dollar denominated. So they only go up because the dollar is going down.
And that's what the media so craftily and deceptively all day attacks the oil companies, when they're only middleman refining brokers between OPEC cartel, which, as you know, is predominantly Rothschild-owned. The Arabs are just dumb and conspicuously consume with their private 747s and brothels in front of everybody. But, I mean, you worked as a consultant for oil companies. Can you break that down for people?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, there's a fellow named John J. McCloy. He was at the secret meeting at Clint Merchant's the night before Kennedy was killed, but he was named by the oil companies to be the first negotiator of the OPEC meetings. And so he got with the OPEC nations, and they agreed on a price and the production rate. And McCoy told him, he said, now, we'll allow you, say, $10 a barrel, but every dollar over $10 a barrel, you must deposit in United States banks, particularly J.P. Morgan and those large banks, because according to Islamic law, it's illegal to create usury or interest rates. So rather than make money off of interest of these Arab nations, they put their money in the banks in New York City.
That's the insane thing. They said, 1,000 years ago, during the Dark Ages, the church, Catholic Church, said Christians can't own banks, but Jews can, and that's what gave that original power to that group.
That's right.
It's just the same thing over and over again.
That's right. But the...
So it's a legalese. Oh, no, the Arabs don't have usury to the... No, the Western banks are doing it for us.
That's right. And but their money are in the U.S. banks. And... It's the old multiplier. When a bank has an asset like cash, they can loan that out and create 9 to 1 for every dollar they have in deposit. And so that's the main benefit of having this Arab oil in these U.S. banks, is they turn around and multiply it by 9.
Now, if there was a dictatorship in Alaska with some guy named King Crom, they would be getting all the oil out of there right now and wouldn't be using the Arabs. They use the Arabs because the British set those countries up 90 years ago, as you know. You lived over there. And they made a deal for a monopoly with them. That's why they run around using the environmentalists as their fronts to keep the real oil from being tapped.
That's right. They say you can't drill all of California or Florida, a place like that, for environmental reason. The only reason is to keep it off the market. And I've charted a lot of the characteristics of oil supply and oil reserves. And the real facts are that in the very beginning, the oil coming out of an oil well will shoot up because of the pressure in the well, and then it'll start turning down. And will eventually head towards zero. That is a characteristic of an oil field. But, and they're using that to say we have peak oil. But the other side of that coin is they have discovered massive supplies of oil all over the world that they're not putting on the market.
And they're finding the 50- and 60-year-old wells suddenly are full again. All over Texas, they're uncapping them, and they're full again.
Yeah, they're gradually, just by seepage, are filling up. And so oil companies lie about it. For the P&L statement, they overstate their reserves. And back in 2005, the Federal Reserve, the Securities and Exchange Commission required Shell oil companies to redo their reserves, and they did it five times in a 12-month period, and every time they reduced their reserves, stated reserves.
Well, we know that's the same with banking, because they're able to get loans, invest, and leverage those proven reserves.
That's right.
Yeah, so it's like money in the bank. And there's so many subjects here. I want to go ahead and go to some phone calls after the break, and then we'll just keep you for the whole next hour if you can do that, Robert.
Okay. We might touch on derivatives, and then we'll get on another.
Sure, segment. Fantastic. Okay. And I want to talk about the mindset, what makes the New World Order tick, why they believe what they believe. And we have elite serial killers of RFK, JFK, MLK, that book available at InfoWars.com, and a couple of the other great books that Robert Galen Ross has written, all available at InfoWars.com. Or you can also visit his website. Give that out, Robert.
It's www.4rie.com. www.4rie.com.
All right. We're going to break, and I promise we're going to go straight to George, Scott, Dave, Mary, and Fred on the other side of this quick break. We'll take your calls into the bottom of the next hour. And for the last 30 minutes, we'll shift gears, Robert Galen Ross, into a whole host of other subjects, whatever he thinks most important. You know, I get these guests in here, and I say, hey, what do you want to talk about? And he said, hey, I want to talk about the economy. And I was like, absolutely, that's important. So who knows what he'll want to talk about next. We will experience that with each other coming up on the other side. InfoWars.com is the website.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky, the ozone layer unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Sole salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation, and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYwellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Sole wellness products created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Sole Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274. 866-497-0274.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same? Will it make it easier on you now? You got someone to blame. You said one love, one life, when it's one need in the night. One love, we get to share it. It leaves you, baby, if you don't care for it.
All right, your call's coming up, but Robert wanted to add something about derivatives on the financial end and then straight to your calls. Go ahead, sir.
I mentioned in the beginning that this fellow named Neeson that bankrupted the Barings Bank back in 1995 dealing in derivatives. So let's just touch on that a little bit. What is a derivative? A derivative is something by definition the value is based on some underlying asset, like a corporate bond or a treasury bond or something like that. But it turns out to be a wager. They can wager on anything. They can wager on the global warming. They can wager on the tide levels. They generally wager on things like the dollar index or something like that. But look at the involvement of the major banks in derivatives. J.P. Morgan Chase has total assets of $1.2 trillion. They own $91.7 trillion in derivatives. Citibank has total assets of $1.23 trillion, but their derivative exposure is $34 trillion. Bank of America has assets of $1.3 trillion. And their derivative exposure is $32.1 trillion. Wachovia Bank has assets of a little over $0.5 trillion, and their exposure is a little over $5 trillion. HSBC Bank has assets of about $0.2 trillion, exposure of $4.4 trillion. So if things go wrong, I've just said that they're for example, J.P. Morgan Chase assets $1.2 trillion, and they have an exposure of about $92 trillion. They can't pay that off. So what are they going to do? Of course, the Federal Reserve has said that they will not let any bank fail, so the Federal Reserve will step in and save them. But they don't have enough assets to cover their liability.
Now, to be clear, the big central banks and the private brokerage houses, they have already put their real assets into commodities, into infrastructure, into institutions. Now they're just going to have the public back up those institutions, their front institutions, and then basically drive the dollar value into the ground and then leave us holding the bag, claiming this is some communal debt when it was created out of fraud. So they get us coming and going. It's kind of like they ship the drugs in and then put us in jail if they catch us using them. They always have that formula.
Yeah, there's a fellow named Jim Rogers that is a big financial guru, and I saw a video of him on YouTube recently, and he says he's completely out of the dollar. In fact, I think he lives in Hong Kong. But his position is that we need to get rid of the Federal Reserve System and fire Bernanke.
Yeah, he said that from Singapore.
Okay.
On Bloomberg, but I think everybody lives in Hong Kong. But I remember that newscast. We played some of that audio here. We're going to come back and go directly to George, Scott, Dave, Mary, Fred. We've got the third hour straight ahead. Then we got a lot of news coming up and a special guest joining us from England about the Bilderberg Group. Did they already meet? Or is this disinfo?
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew.
Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're down to the third hour. I want to get into the power structure of the New World Order from Robert Galen Ross's research briefly later in this hour. Also want to get his take on what a depression will look like versus just a serious inflationary recession. How long he thinks that'll go. Again, he worked in international relations with oil companies studying these type things. And also he worked in association with the National Security Agency. But right now we're taking your calls. Thanks for holding. Let's go ahead and talk to John in Illinois. We already went to him. George in Indiana, you're on the air. Thanks for holding, George.
Yeah, Alex, can I go off topic?
I'm sure that Robert Galen Ross can talk about any subject. Go ahead.
Okay, there's three things I want to mention. I did the math on the square footage of Florida. And do you realize we could put 7 billion people in Florida and each would have 20 square feet? We're not overcrowded in this world. Second thing I wanted to mention, I wanted to ask you, Alex, is the Fourth Amendment still valid?
The Fourth Amendment has been abolished under H.R. 3162. The criminals have to still act like it's there, and still some people in government who aren't criminals but live in delusional la-la land think that it's still in force. The Fourth Amendment, as you know, only points out an innate, organic, or what many call God-given right. I mean, I don't care what the government says. You know, the president can't barbecue babies on the White House lawn. That is inhumane, inhuman, criminal. It doesn't matter if he says he's supreme dictator and allowed to order the torture of children, you know, to be serious. By and large, the government ignores the Fourth Amendment and says it doesn't exist.
Okay.
Want to comment on that, Robert?
The first thing I wanted to say is on CNN today, I actually seen that a man got put in jail for 6 months because his 18-year-old daughter failed her GED.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this started about 10 years ago in Houston. It's all over the country. You have to stay in school. You're not allowed to drop out. And now the parents are given prison time if they don't. Just look, if you drop a banana peel, 6 months in jail. If you have a battery in your backyard, 5 years. This is the new system. Robert Galen Ross, it's always been that way in tyranny. They always make laws for the common people, don't they?
That's right. And laws don't apply to them at all.
So for us, there's hyper laws, but for them, there's no laws.
Yeah. For example, probably the best example is bribery. If you go down and you give a judge some money, you can go to jail for bribery. But if somebody drops several hundred thousand dollars in his pocket, that's a campaign finance.
Well, here's an example. They can even break those laws that are tailored for them, and it's all selectively enforced. Hillary and McCain both went to England in the last 6 months. They both raised hundreds of thousands of dollars at Lord Rothschild's house. You think I'm joking, folks. Just type McCain Rothschild into Google. It's Times of London. They gave him hundreds of thousands. It said that $1 is a felony for a foreigner in a foreign country. And McCain just said, I don't care. And the feds said, that's right. We're going to let him do it.
That's right.
I mean, we've entered a new era here.
Yeah, and we're not going to get all this back until we get rid of the two-party system. We've got to have independent people in every elected position that are there to look out after the people they represent.
I remember debating a guy like 10 years ago on a talk show in Florida, speaking of the devil, and he was saying that Rothschilds don't exist, that that's a made-up code race word. I mean, that's what they, I'm not kidding. It's just, we know the world, we study documents all day, we spend our time knowing what's going on, and then they just say, doesn't exist.
Yeah, if you go to my book, The Elite Don't Dare Let Us Tell People, I list the all of the Rothschilds that are over the age of 50 and what they own and their position, and it's all right there for you.
Okay, well, I appreciate your call, George. Good point. Scott, Dave, Mary, Fred, we'll go straight back to you in just 3 minutes. And there's so much I want to talk about with Robert Galen Ross today that we're going to do some behind-the-scenes talk for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers at the 20 after, 24 after. So you'll want to go to the Infowars.com streams to listen if you want to hear that behind-the-scenes stuff.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Police Department! We're already under a scientific dictatorship. Martial law is coming, but it's not going to arrive overnight. It's going to be incremental. This country is already teetering on the edge. Any incident, small or large, could trigger a total takeover. Anything could be the final push. Visit survivemartiallaw.com and download the ebook full of information that will prepare you for life under total military control. Know how to survive in the conditions that may soon be here on American soil. Learn how to act around controlling troops and how to use their own psychology against them through social engineering. When martial law is officially announced, checkpoints will be enforced, gun confiscations will occur for registered gun owners, and cities will be on lockdown. You will be dealing with a force that has been in training for years preparing for this takeover. Visit survivemartiallaw.com. When ordering this ebook, you also receive weekly updates. Visit survivemartiallaw.com or call 866-644-1933. That's 866-644-1933.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Caliban Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Caliban Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Caliban Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I want the listeners to know that I really appreciate you. I was thinking about this last night. My wife's got XM in her car, and I was driving her car, and I was listening to some George Strait song. They got a George Strait channel on there. I couldn't get out of the car last night once I got home at 1 in the morning after working. All right, now I'm really digressing. I was listening to these George Strait top 56 hits. He's now got more hits than anybody in any genre. That really doesn't matter, does it, folks? But the point is, I'm listening to George Strait, but he had this song about, wanting to talk to people or tell people, I forget the name of it, after they died, what he wished he could have told them before. But that's what I want to tell the listeners. I appreciate you, and I appreciate everything you do, and I appreciate all the support. And I'm sorry that I blow up on air and freak out and sometimes they're rude or whatever, but I really care, and I'm really freaked out because I'm not some shrinking violet. I'm not even some goody two-shoes in my life. Maybe it's because growing up I saw some, you know, kind of the other side of things, just happened to run into that, that I have been a little bit harder in my life in just a few respects. I'm not saying I'm a tough guy. But to me, it's just so shocking to see the public dumbed down, mindless, in denial, giggling, smirking, laughing, having no idea it's so criminal and that things are so bad, and to see the police so trained against the people. And I don't hate them. I know they're being used and manipulated and controlled and brainwashed, and there's whole handbooks on it, and I want to reach out to them. I want their families to have good futures. I want them to do well. And then I study the New World Order, and it's just how evil they are boggles the mind. But when you know about serial killers and the mindset of control freaks, it really makes sense. And when you know history, it really makes sense. We're about to go back to your calls, but Robert Galen Ross, I mean, do you ever marvel at just the horrible, diabolical things they do? And do you ever feel panicked that you want to warn people? I mean, I sometimes want to start yelling in the middle of a grocery store, but I know that people have been preconditioned that, you know, you're crazy if you do that. We don't have the town criers anymore, or people on a soapbox. If you try to do that in England now, they arrest you. I mean, I mean, I'm really kind of babbling here. I'm just putting out my thoughts that I don't claim to be the best at this. I don't claim to be the grand poobah. I don't claim to have all the answers. All I know is this New World Order is coming down on us. I'm trying to tell the truth the best I can. I'm trying to get people rallied to fight against it. And I see our own movement fighting with each other. That makes me very sad. I know that's inevitable, but, do you get the point I'm making?
Yeah, Alex, I'm like you. I'm absolutely convinced you have dedicated the rest of your life to trying to expose all this, and that's exactly the way I am. If we don't do this, our children, our grandchildren, their quality of life is going to be terrible, and it's really our responsibility to do that. You can't divorce yourself from your kids like that. You've got to protect them. And the only way we can do that is try to get the truth out.
Well, that's what it comes down to. I look at my children, and I image these grandchildren that I know will be here next week. You know, that's how time flies. We're talking about that during the break. Your son's 40-something years old now, and you remember holding him as a baby. I mean, talk about how time flies, because it really does.
Yeah, my son is adopted, and they brought him to us when he was 5 days old and brought him in this little blanket, and I looked in his eyes, and of course, that killed me right off. I mean, that was instant bonding. But now he's over 46 years old, and I'm going to go see him in a couple of weeks. But I've missed so much time with him. Also, I missed time with my own father and my own mother. When I was making my way through industry, I ignored them. I didn't go to visit them like I should. And I look back, and these were some of the finest people I've ever known in my life. And I ignore them. And don't do that. It's very important that the people you love, give them the time.
Well, that's why I get mad, because I want to go fishing every week with my son. I want to, you know, teach him to be better at sports. I like doing all that. And I'm so obsessed with this that I spend few hours a day with my children, but that's not enough. But I work most weekends, and I'm not whining about this. I mean, I'm talking about the process. That's another reason I hate the New World Order so much, is that I have to totally fight them all the time, and I know they're so evil. And I just, if more good people would get involved and fight evil, we wouldn't be in such dire straits. And I have to admit, I get mad at the general public who are in denial, you know, who tell me there's no such thing as Rothschilds or no such thing as New World Order. I mean, I get that all the time, and I really want to slap them. I mean, these are hardcore killers coming for them, and they are living in denial, and I'm sick of it.
Yeah, the people behind all of this, the ones behind the curtain, are hardened criminals. They don't care about anybody. They're greedy. They're power hungry, and they don't care how many people are killed in wars. They create wars. They finance both sides of wars, all for their own benefit. And like you, I really get pissed off. But I've got to be careful that I don't lose my objective. I don't want to lose my tunnel vision of exposing all of this. And I'm going to spend all my time, all the spare time I can, exposing these evil people.
Let's go back to the calls. Let's talk to Scott in Colorado. You're on the air, Scott.
Hey, Alex, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hey, I'm just like you. I get very passionate about what the message I'm trying to convey, and a lot of times it makes it a little harder because they kind of push away from me. But anyway, just have a couple of points. I don't want to take much from Mr. Ross today. I'll keep one of the issues I wanted to discuss with you until another time. You were talking earlier, though, about genetic engineering, and one of the things that they're doing right now, and I think I may have even read this in one of your articles somewhere, but I've actually worked with this. It's called apoptosis. Are you familiar with that term?
Yes.
That word? Okay. Programmed cell death. And what they can do is go in and target certain cells of the human body and program them to live a shorter period of time. So they can program in a shorter period of time for specific organs that are necessary to not last as long. And I think that may be something that they are working on currently. I actually had a little involvement with some studies.
We've had life extension experts on, and certainly all the good things that industry and science discovers with well-meaning researchers doing it is compartmentalized. That is then sent back to the big boys who already have very serious life extension technologies that they've been suppressing. Robert Galen Ross, your take on that?
Yeah, they're after us from every direction. For example, one of their goals is to depopulate the world. They say there's too many eaters. Some like 6 billion people in the world, they say it ought to be 2 billion or less. And so they're literally trying to depopulate Africa, for one major example.
And I want people listening to know, when I get up on air and just throw out the warning, hey, fluoride eats holes in your brains, attacks every organ, or when I say every major vaccine's been found to be filled with different cancer viruses and different artificially created data packets, whatever you want to call them, artificial viruses that are programming you at certain hormonal fluctuations and certain ages that will kill you, that I've had scientists, doctors, medical people on, government documents, EPA, toxicologists. This is going on. You want to speak to that?
Yeah, and they have what they call nanobots. This is actually physical beings that they're small enough they can inject it into your blood system, and sometime in the future they can turn those nanobots on. And are they there for good or are they there for bad? So
they're talking about people don't trust the government anymore. They're not taking vaccines. We'll just engineer it into the potatoes. Yeah. I mean, see, it's this forced medication. Anything else, Scott?
More real quick. I want to go ahead. And I guess I'm not really shamelessly plugged, but we had talked about before. I made that video of the Colorado Springs, a fire drill. And since we're talking about martial law and what's going on, we have 30,000 troops moving into Colorado Springs to Fort Carson right now. And I tell you, that really concerns me. But I just want to, bring that up again so more people can take a look at what they're doing behind the scenes.
Great.
And how Posse Comitatus has been repealed and how they all are working together. And it's under Colorado Springs fire drill, and you can put in Posse Comitatus in your Google
search.
Sure.
We've seen that video. Thank you so much for that call. But I just want to be careful of people thinking there's going to be an overnight martial law. It's incremental. I mean, getting randomly pulled over by the cops is martial law. Random checkpoints is martial law. Curfews is martial law, which they're now putting in for adults in many cities. All of this, cops telling you that there's free speech zones, that's martial law. It's what increment of martial law. So everybody's looking for this big overnight thing. Listen, going from 300,000 cops to 2 million cops and having 10% of the college grads being Homeland Security related, that's martial law right there. Getting rid of Posse Comitatus is martial law. They've just put the gun to your head. They've taken the safety off. Are they going to pull the trigger? That's a 10 on a Richter scale. Robert, comments on that?
It goes back to the old frog in the pan. As they gradually turn the heat up, the frog just sits there because it's really nice, it's warm, and before you know it, he's cooked. But if you throw him in a pot of boiling water, he'll jump out.
Yep, that's it. Let's go to Dave in Wisconsin. Dave, you're on the air.
Hello. I just wanted to say that the Son of God is recorded as saying, "For the love of money is the root of all evil." And I tried to think that through a little bit, and really, anything to do with money management, whether it's in a personal life or a meeting with bankers, has to do with the occult. And I just finished a book by, Elizabeth Starr Miller, or Lady Queensborough by her other name, called Occult Theocracy. And it says in there, on page 581, for the purposes of occult dominion, minds must therefore be rendered passive and negative in order that control can be achieved. Minds consciously working to a definite end for good are a power. The scheme for world dominion might be doomed by the recognition of this principle alone. I just want to make that point, and also...
Well, stay there. I'm going to come back to you. I'm going to come... Dave, stay there. In fact, I'm going to talk to you during the break. We're going to give you 4 minutes during the break, and a large portion of the audience and folks watching on the web at prisonplanet.tv will be able to hear you on the other side. So we're going to break for the network. We're going to do 4 minutes on the other behind the scenes for people listening on the InfoWars.com streams. But yes, you bring up a key point. Stay with us.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
It's no secret that for the past 7 years, the Balance Bracelet has been one of the hottest products around. You've seen the Balance Bracelet on the wrists of golf professionals, athletes, and people from all walks of life. The Balance Bracelet not only looks good, it performs beyond most people's expectations. Many people say that it gives them a whole new outlook on life. Ask someone who wears one, or better yet, try one for yourself. The silver band with gold terminals is still the most popular and a bestseller. The Balance Bracelet has no magnets, but is ionized in such a way that wearers are so delighted they refuse to ever take theirs off. We're so confident that it comes with a lifetime guarantee. If you ever have a problem with your bracelet, we will replace it or repair it. Call 800-224-8912. That's 800-224-8912. Or go to balancebracelet.com and use coupon code GCN and receive a 5% discount. Balancebracelet.com. Look good. Feel great. Offer not available in California.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Way up north,
to Alaska.
Way up north,
to Alaska.
North to
got to go north, the rush is on. North to Alaska, to go north, the rush is on. Big Sam left Seattle.
You know, Robert, if I had time, that's where I'd be. I'd be down in Big Bend going across to the Mexico side, Boquillas, those huge caves and mountains. Just, it's something out of a movie. Or I'd be in Monument Valley, or I'd be up north in Alaska, up there during the summer, prospecting around. So I'd go up there and camp for a month, but got to stay here in the Infowars.com command bunker. Now, the fellow was bringing up during the break for behind-the-scenes listeners the occultism. And a cult isn't just a witch in a black cauldron. That's kind of the archetypal image. It is the system of control of populations. And it is alchemy. It is a fraud. It is a magic. Magic's just tricking somebody to be able to have private banks that just create money out of nothing and own our governments, own our police, and we all bow down for the real things that can be bought with the fiat.
Yep.
Just amazing.
And it's getting worse. I advise you to do everything you can to prepare what's coming. And probably the best thing you can do is eliminate as much debt as you can. And if you have anything left over, invest in gold. But you need to look out for your family or your friends. And it's really going to get bad.
You know what, this is a short segment. We'll come back and go to Mary, Fred, Lee, Rob, Ronnie, and others in quick succession. But right now, let's talk about what do you think the chances are that we're going to have a depression versus just a hyperinflationary deep recession? And B, when do you think that'll happen? And C, what will it look like if it does happen?
Well, we're absolutely in a recession now. And if we don't pull out by the end of 2009, we're going into a deep depression. So watch that very carefully. Look for the trends in 2009.
And the trends are going towards depression.
That's right. And it's all based on what the elite are doing to us. And do that Google search on the MCM money supply. That's a very important thing to look at, because it shows that they're printing money like it's going out of style, and that's driving the cost up of everything that we buy.
And they get to consolidate. Understand, they implode economies after they get you extended out like a loan shark, and then they get all the real assets in a big bag they put over their shoulder. Mass global carpet bagging.
That's right. And they fleece the public ever so often, and they allow you to gain some assets, and all of a sudden they'll come in and they jerk your feet out from under you. That's been going on for years.
And then the very public that has been ripped off by them will then turn to the same experts to tell them how to get out of it on the news, which will be some new solution that gets them deeper under their control.
And Henry Kissinger said at the, I believe it was 1992 Bilderberg meeting, that we will essentially create a mass fear by the public, and then they will welcome us as world leaders to come in and save them.
Yeah, that's a quote from Evian France, and that was confirmed that he said that. And they publicly, I mean, I keep plugging this quote because it's so amazing. Another guy called in with a Carol Quigley quote from the 60s about how they'd create a North American Union and how they'd call it a confederation, how they'd call it an integration, how they'd merge it through roads. I mean, it's all there. Head of the CFR, Haas, says we're using fake terror to control you and make you the enemy. And he said, and we're going to use environmentalism and as a fad to make humans the enemy, to totally control your life and, quote, make humans the enemy, and we will wage the war against humans. I mean, this is about hurting you.
Yeah.
And they just publicly say it, and the public thanks them. Oh, thank you for hurting me. Let me roll my sleeve up and take an injection. Oh, you're a Nazi eugenicist. Oh, let me have a shot. I trust you.
Yeah, they. One of the recent fears is global warming. There are a lot of evidence that the so-called global warming has reversed for the last year or year and a half. It's getting cooler rather than warmer, and so. But they won't step up and verify that, because they're trying to scare you with global warming.
Well, they say we've got to keep climate stable. Climate's never been stable on this planet.
That's right.
And all the evidence, every climatologist, every biologist expert, says that a warming planet is better for life. and that this is the lowest in carbon dioxide and oxygen of the hundreds of thousands of ice core samples going back hundreds of thousands of years they've ever found. And they've now found in studies that desertification in Sahara is happening because of low carbon dioxide. Plants need it, folks. It's not a deadly bioweapon, chemical weapon, as the news has been saying. It's a lie, folks. It's a huge hoax. I think with the elite, Robert, they love to joke. I mean, it must be a huge joke to them that the public's running in fear from imaginary terrorists and carbon dioxide.
I'm sure they get together and laugh about it, how they're scaring us. And look at those people running. Look at them hiding. Look at them crunching down.
We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Federal Trade Commission estimates that 9 million Americans are victims of identity theft each year. The crime of identity theft occurs every 3.5 seconds, costing the victims an average of $8,000. If you own a PC, passwords are a common form of authentication and often the only protection between a hacker and your personal information. Passwords that are stored in a spreadsheet, text file, data file, or any other file that is not encrypted and password protected are vulnerable to malicious theft and misuse. With Password Safe Pro, your passwords can be secured in an encrypted database within minutes. Password Safe Pro utilizes secure 160-bit encryption and comes complete with a strong password generation tool. For secure password protection and peace of mind, get your free Password Safe Pro today at www.passwordsafepro.com. Again, get your free Password Safe Pro at www.passwordsafepro.com. Secure password protection and peace of mind is one click away. Trust the pro, Password Safe Pro.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. Is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown.
That's another facet to the economy imploding, is that crime always skyrockets.
People run out of food. They got to go to crime in order to feed their families, feed themselves, and provide food and shelter, and it's just going to get worse.
And the government knows that. That's why they openly want to stop us defending ourselves. They just love it. They just love making us these little cowardly domesticated. You got these kids drinking soft drinks full of all this, different dyes and chemicals and sugar and caffeine. No real exercise, watching TV, playing video games, totally depressed. But if they were out playing sports or out having to shovel out some horse stalls or out having to work, that actually makes you appreciate your life. They're totally unhappy because they're not being taught a trade. They're not being made to work. You got all these rich yuppies kids that are totally unhappy, out running around like a bunch of heathens. And it's simple, folks. If you don't make your children work and make them clean up the house, and I'm talking to myself right now, it's work to make them work, because it's easier to just do the work yourself sometimes, you're going to ruin them. And the reason I'm getting off another subject, there's a story here about doctors to remind kids to take their Ritalin via cell phone alerts. Then soon you'll have to videotape yourself taking the pill to make sure you're taking it. Associated Press, and somebody here on the Infowars.com comment section under the story says, the parents are popping more pills than the kids. I have people in my family on 14 different medications, and they can't figure out why they feel like crap all the time. You know what these kids need? To get away from these fake city slickers and to, you know, go do some farm work every morning and every evening before and after school for a year and see how hyperactive they are. Have a milk cow kick you in the shoulder and get chased by a 1,000-pound sow pig and see how much angst and depression you have. These little bastards need to learn to appreciate hard work, because most of you are growing up to be little worker ants with no need for Blackberries and cutesy cell phones. That's another thing. They admit that the cell phones used for 10 years, an hour a day, massively increased brain tumors, no doubt. And doesn't matter. I see little kids everywhere with them. And I just, there's no end, Robert.
Well, and also the fast food that they're all consuming leads to obesity. Obesity leads to other problems that cause life-threatening, like diabetes. Diabetes, when it really gets to going in the wrong direction, it can cause you to lose your feet, your legs. And diabetes is directly a function of overweight and obesity.
Well, it's just skyrocketing. I mean, we had 1 in 33 people in the 1940s, and I have the federal numbers on this, died of cancer. People lived as long then, and they smoked and drank even more. And there was toxic waste all over in the factories. Why now magically is it 1 in 3?
We used to chew on 22 bullets, the lead, and we played with mercury. I've done so many things like that when I was growing up, and I'm still here. But I'm sure it caused some problems for me.
But what is it now that all this is happening? I don't think I know. The GMO food, it's a cocktail of things alone. It creates new amino acids, new things that are as toxic waste to the body. And your body doesn't know what it is. They're creating new cellular structures, new compounds in food that have never existed.
Yeah, and does your immune system attack it because it thinks it's an enemy? We don't know.
Well, you're right. We actually do know that it's increasing allergies, and that your body gets hyper aware, and then it finally just succumbs, and that's when you get cancer. It basically wears out your immune system, then it just breaks, and it's over.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Let's take another call here. Marion, Illinois, you're on the air with Robert Galen Ross. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, Marion.
Hi, Alex. Hi, Robert. What a pleasure and an honor. Thank you for taking my call. Actually, I wanted to put some information out there. I had heard of yesterday that a store named Cabela's, it reminds me of the word Kabbalah, but I actually...
Yes, Cabela's.
Cabela's. It's a huge sporting goods store.
Yeah, the biggest.
They had signs out talking about a Homeland Security drill, and I guess they were looking for people supposedly held at the Sears Center. I called up Cabela's to get some additional information, and the woman there was seemed real excited that they're having this big, you know, Homeland Security, but didn't know too much about it, so I called the Sears Center. Now, this place is a huge place, like, where they would have sporting events. Like,
you're talking about in Chicago, down by the water.
Yeah, this is actually in Hoffman Estates, which is a suburb of Chicago. So she was very guarded, did not want to say too much about it. She said, I said, oh, playing kind of stupid, oh, can I get, like, tickets? Can I watch? And I guess it's being held inside. She's like, oh, no, no, we already have the participants, and it's very heavily guarded. So
yeah, I actually did see something about that.
Excuse me?
I'll tell you what, go ahead and make your point, and then I'll make
okay,
mine.
Okay, well, it's only until 2, which is coming up, and I was hoping, I don't live close to there, but if some, you know, maybe some Alex Jones listeners could get out there with some video cameras and interview some of the people coming out to see what actually was being done inside.
I agree. People should go and act friendly and say, wow, I'm just interested in this, or I'm doing a college report on this. Why don't you tell me about what happened? But if you'd like, I can tell you what's going on in there.
Be very interested.
Well, fantastic. Where are you in Illinois?
I'm actually in Grays Lake.
Okay, now let's be specific. Where did you hear about how Cabela's had signs out in previous days wanting the volunteers?
A friend of mine who I met through a Ron Paul meeting, we were together on Super Tuesday watching the returns, and he had called me, and he's like, yeah, something really weird is going on. I'm seeing these signs. I guess they went up to Cabela's, the store, and they were seeing signs about, you know, there's going to be this drill. He wasn't real specific, but some kind of drill was going on. And he said it's supposed to be happening this week. Well, then I thought about it this morning, and I wanted to do a little bit more investigation, and that's when I called the store and called the Sears Center to see if it was, in fact, happening.
Okay, I appreciate your call. Let me tell you what we know about this. When you look at a secret operation, by itself, it's hard to penetrate it, okay? But when you, over time, look at other similar operations and then look at what's been declassified and then you get the on-the-ground intelligence, you can find out exactly what happened. Now, from past operations like Top Off 1 and Top Off 2 that happened shortly after 9/11, from Operation Dark Winter that they had early 2001, and these are all mainstream reports, you can find out exactly what's happening. Now, take the Denver operation and Top Off 1. They've also had them in Seattle, Illinois, Chicago, everywhere. Seattle, Washington, Chicago, Illinois, Dallas, Texas. They will hire, you get like $5-6 an hour, some cases thousands of role players. They will blow up buses. They will burn cars. They will practice with riot police. They'll give the citizens signs saying, don't take my land. And then they practice rounding you up and putting you in the camp. Or they practice with people who wait at their homes, and they've done this in Austin. And the police drive around in city buses practicing going to the house and raiding the homes or knocking on the home, putting on the list, and taking you to the facility. It's a mass arrest, just like you hear about in Burma or you hear about in Pakistan or you hear about in Russia. That's what this is for. And they admit that's what it's for. It's in the John Warner Defense Authorization Act. So what always happens with these stories is people hear, I heard they were doing drills for arresting everybody with Cabela's in Illinois. About a week and two days ago, it was first reported by the Des Moines Register and others that they were taking over the cattle fairgrounds where they could process tens of thousands of people an hour. And we went on air, and Lee Rogers put out a report. It's on InfoWars.com. He's from Rogue Government. And said, watch, this is going to be an illegal alien roundup. But they were saying it's part of a Homeland Security drill. Well, the government documents, Rex 84, now public, said they would use arresting illegals in the first wave, but only a few thousand here and there. There's 30 million, to make the public think it was for them. But really, it's for political dissidents. Okay, I mean, they're very, very slick. And so none of this is hidden. It's just that those who are involved in it are told to shut up. Now, why are they really doing it? Why are they having drills with role players in Chicago? And I actually saw a blurb about that. It's happening all over the country. They're having a drill throughout the month from the 1st to the 8th. And they have another overlapping from the 6th to the 14th. And they have another one later in the month. And there's all these drills. The feds pipe bomb themselves as part of the drill. There's no doubt those always happen during the drills. Then later it's come out that it was part of drills. But then that's also, it's a huge psyop. And this is so they can test control of local police. They can test command and control. They can prepare the troops and police and feds that people screaming, I'm an American, no, no, please not the camp, that's okay. So this is to acclimate the media, the population, the police, the military, everybody. Robert Galen Ross comments on what she was just saying.
You used the right term, psyops. It's a smokescreen to cover up what they're doing and to point you in the direction they want you to go or to stop you from doing what you'd like to do. And this is all very carefully controlled.
Well, you notice they, decades ago, we knew they'd built camps. It had come out. People would say it was a conspiracy. Now in the news, they admit, yeah, they've built camps for the citizens. And John Warner, the Defense Authorization Act says, in case the American people engage in insurrection. Why would they need to fund tens of billions of dollars and say the president's above the governors and that governors can't be trusted? I mean, they're planning some really bad stuff that they think governors are going to revolt. What do you think that is, Robert?
Well, there are some governors that are revolting. And
there's, and the president says, I'm going to have Mark. I mean, again, it could be a Barack Obama for all we know.
Yeah. Some of the governors are saying we're fed up with the federal government not enforcing immigration. So they're taking over. And that is a real threat to them.
A lot of governors, what is it, like 14 of them now or something, are saying no to the Real ID Act, National ID Card.
That's right. That's part of it. They're saying we don't have to lay down and take this anymore. If we're going to defend our constituents, we need to really try to defend them and do something about it. And some of them are doing that.
By the way, for cops driving along in your cars, don't just believe me. Go to PDD 51. Go to John Warner Defense Authorization Act. Don't be lazy. PDD 51, write it down. PDD, Presidential Decision Directive 51. There's an accompanying executive order, but just PDD 51. And then also John Warner Defense Authorization Act. I mean, you know, instead of just laughing and saying I'm making this up, even though you're being trained for this, but you have doublethink, go read it. It says the states no longer. Congress has no authority. It says the president is dictator in the first page. That's also in PDD 51. And then Congress is told, the highest level security clearance, co-equal with the president, they're told they can't see it. How bad is it that even their lapdog Republican members of Homeland Security can't see it?
Well, there's another thing that they don't talk about very much, and the power, the president has two very strong powers. One of them is a signing statement, and the other is the executive order. And Congress can pass a law, and when it reaches his desk, he can sign it and then immediately have a signing statement that says, ignore this law, we're not going to do it.
And by the way, that's totally illegal, total fraud, total tyranny. The executive in the last decade has claimed that signing statement power and claimed it a new legislative power.
Yeah.
In fact, he even has signing statements. Clinton started it, Bush is now doing it all the time, where he'll even announce a new paragraph. And it, so it's just, it's godlike. It's that's not America, folks. Go ahead.
And Congress does zero about it. Congress has the power to stop this, but they just lay back and just let it happen.
Well, I want to admit something. You can't help but become acclimated to this. You know, as it gets crazier and crazier, as it gets weirder and weirder, as they taser you for no reason, as they show you video of stomping on innocent, now admitted they were innocent, people's heads who didn't resist. They said it was for their safety. Cops running up on guys they say are armed. That's even bad for the cops. I get acclimated, you know, as corporations in the U.S. say their employees have to have chips under the skin. I mean, it's getting so crazy that feds accuse student of terror and espionage for talking about Constitution. And I have the video and audio in their own documents where they teach the police this. And this guy was teaching. He worked for the administration. He's a doctorate student there. He's already a pastor. And at the big Bible school, it's Baptist Bible school. It's the one in Mount Vernon. And the Homeland Security called him in and said, you'll be arrested for espionage if you ever teach the Constitution again. And, I mean, I know, I laugh too, but I've got FEMA on video telling police that. I've got them pulling a woman over and arresting her for a pocket Constitution in the same article. I mean, how do these police think it's terrorism to talk about the Constitution?
Yeah, and but they're brainwashed themselves. They're trying to earn a living. And the only way they can earn a living is do what they're told to do. And so, and it's sort of their nature to do this. And they said, all right, I'm just following orders. But they're doing things that if they were not on the police force or not in the FBI, they wouldn't put up with it.
Well, I mean, I want to ask FBI agents something. I've got you on video. I mean, I got FEMA on video. This isn't just a person telling us this. I mean, how do you swear an oath to it, but then if somebody has a pocket Constitution, you arrest them? I mean, what is their major problem? That's what the red, white, and blue symbolize.
And you ought to have a conscience. If you're told to do something that is basically against your normal way of doing things or your normal way of thinking, you need to say, well, now, do I really want to do that? And you need to say, can I not do that? Of course, you're liable to get fired when you say that. But you need to start using your own conscience in these positions of power.
Absolutely. Let's take another call here. Fred in Philadelphia. You're on the air, Fred.
Okay. First, I want to get some information, and then I want to share some information. Alex, just briefly, tell me about this Library of Congress steering committee sent over by the Bilderberg Group to the Library of Congress. You said there was...
Well, that's a separate issue from... I don't think you were understanding what I was saying. We've got a guest coming up talking about, you know, did they really meet in Greece? I don't believe they did. Robert doesn't believe they did. He told me that privately. We'll get his take on that in a minute. I'm saying this could be a steering committee because they have had steering committees that have met in France, met in Virginia, in the U.S., that have been in the news. Robert, was that 4 years ago, 5 years ago? Kay Belly Hutchinson, it did get on the news. They had a Bilderberg steering committee group, and they had it at the Library of Congress. You remember that, don't you?
Yeah. By the way, I have actual minutes of steering committee meetings and Bilderberg meetings. And the steering committees do meet several times during the year before. And their Bilderberg meeting is normally the last couple of days of May or the first couple of days of June. And that's been
okay, and I'm going to share some information, Alex.
Well, stay there. You know what? We're just going to go ahead and go during this break. So for listeners that are listening on the AM and FM, we'll be right back in 3 minutes. Appreciate all of you. For listeners that are listening to the InfoWars.com streams, not the GCN streams, the InfoWars.com streams, we're going to continue talking right now during this break with this caller so we have time to jam everybody in. We'll also tell you how to get Robert Galen Ross's books and how to visit his website. We'll be right back.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, this is Dave from Ready Reserve Foods. I have been waiting patiently for the government and mainstream media to inform you of what is turning out to be the biggest problem facing the world in the last 50 years. For the last 3 years, the Earth has consumed more food than it has been able to produce, and it has now finally caught up with us. In the U.S., commodities such as flour and rice are already being rationed, and the next rice crop won't be available for another 4 to 5 months. It's fall in the Southern Hemisphere, and many countries are short the food necessary to make it through the winter and have stopped exporting certain commodities altogether. Remember our trade deficit? Trillions of dollars have stacked up outside the country and are now rushing in to buy our food production at any price. By late summer, if not early fall, it is likely our government will step in and control food and food exports under martial law. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit us at www.readyreservefoods.com, 1-800-453-2202.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. Gas Freedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's Gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to gasfreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to gasfreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. That's gasfreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
There are people that make it their business to run your life. There are people that make it their business to micromanage our world. That's why they're in control. They want power. That's why they're there. It takes good men and women who don't want power to stand up and fight back or be slaves. You didn't want power, folks, but you've got to get power to just live your life. Robert Galen Ross is our guest. He's going to stay over 5 minutes with us in the next hour. Then we got Tony Gosling from Bilderberg.org coming on real fast to try to flesh out this report. They may have already met, but that, according to this Athens paper, we'll see what's going on there with Tony Gosling coming up. But before we go back to Ronnie and James in the next segment, Robert Galen Ross, I wanted to get into the elite's power structure, who they are, and if they have their way, what this world will look like. You've got the floor.
Okay, the person at the very top of the organization behind the curtain is a fellow named David D. Rothschild, and David Rockefeller is his agent here in the United States. Those two are behind all of this power structure. And their goal is to create the New World Order, the Global Union, and they'll probably change those terms. They were trying to create the American Union, and Cesar Chavez stopped them. So now they're creating the North American Union, and now they're even changing the term for North American Union to a less mundane term. And it's something to do with standards and procedures or something like that, but they're trying to, the people have honed in on North American Union, and so they've got to get their attention off of that.
Well, I mean, they just said, John McCain just said, Gary Hart just said, the CFR all said in unison in the last 2 months, we're not going to call it New World Order anymore. We're going to call it global freedom, global democracy, a league of global democracies. But when you actually read what they're doing, it's taking our right to vote and our liberty away. But yeah, you're right. They're now trying to change terms because they're worried.
That's right. And when the people really get focused in on something and they say, well, I really need to check on that, well, then they step in and change the term so you can't check it.
Well, like DynCorp got caught running giant child kidnapping rings. I mean, it was in the news, and they just changed their name.
Yeah. So they're in power, and but they're only about three or four thousand of them, and there's something like 6 billion of us, and so we shouldn't put up with that. We've got to start legally fighting this, because if it gets down to the last ditch, we may have to do even more than just verbal and legal tactics.
Well, that's why they're militarizing the police, and the police are literally destroying themselves. I mean, do you want to talk to the cops out there that don't understand what's happening?
Yeah, I really hadn't talked to any of them about it.
But I mean, you're talking to them right now. What do you want to say to them?
Okay, well, use your own conscience in what you're doing. If what you're told to do, if you think it's wrong, think about it. Because you got to be concerned about your family, your children, and how what they've told you to do is going to affect them.
And I think there's a good chance now the New World Order is going to lose, and they need to think about being prosecuted later.
That's right. In fact, they've tried to, and maybe they've already done it, write into laws the provisions to exempt them from prosecution later as war criminals, and they're trying to make that retroactive to 1995 or something like that to relieve them from being called war criminals later.
Well, that's what the whole NSA thing was, is let's pass a law so what we did isn't criminal. It's the same thing on torture. Let us pass a law that torture's okay, because we tortured a bunch of people. Robert Galen Ross, final segment with you, my friend, on the other side. Give out your website and some of the titles of your books. Then take two calls from Ronnie and James. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Final segment with Robert Galen Ross. Before we get a quick comment from Ronnie and James, finishing up, if they succeed, what will the world look like if the globalists win? What is their dream world, and what's the time frame on that?
Well, it's really going to go back to the days of the Knights of the Round Table, where the kings, when they would go to their neighboring castle to visit a friend, they had to have a big army around them because they had made their people within their region paupers, and we're going to end up very close to that ourselves. People are going to be without things, and they're going to be desperate. They're going to have to resort to crime, and eventually there won't be enough jails to hold them all, and so it's really going to be tough. And if we get past the end of 2009 and start recovering, then it'll be a short period. But if we don't get past 2009, it's going to slide into a depression.
Meanwhile, the globalists are showing every indication of trying to move their enslavement ahead. I mean, they're just going pell-mell wild.
That's right.
All right, Ronnie in California, you're on the air with Robert Galen Ross. Go ahead. Hello.
Miles Jones, my brother from another mother.
How you doing?
Good. I was one of two points I wanted to make. Yet 2 days ago, I was one was about the D.C. Madam lady, and another one was about the vaccinations. 2 nights ago, I was watching CNN, and they had said that people are crying foul play and conspiracy about the D.C. Madam.
Yeah, they attacked me. I haven't played that yet or talked about it.
I don't know if you're aware of that. They had broadcasted PrisonPlanet.com on CNN and InfoWars, and they actually played your interview with her.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like I'm, in a way, I really don't like talking about when we're getting covered, but they did murder her. So, you know, I'm going to play that today. I keep meaning to. After Tony Gosling's on with us, I'll play that audio and analyze the lies.
Today, I was watching the CNN. Today, I always, you know, pay attention to how they're lying to everybody. But they said that they found out that there actually is thermosol in the vaccinations, and they actually admitted to it today on CNN, and saying that now they're going to take it out of the vaccinations.
I know
exactly what you're saying. I mean, there's probably 1,000 more chemicals in there that they're not even talking about.
No, I mean, Robert, why are you laughing? Because it's just so crazy.
Well, no, it's so sickening.
It is. It's sickening.
they're doing major damage to our children. Autism and Alzheimer's disease, a lot of those things are caused by things that they put in these injections.
But they're always lying. They're saying 5 years ago, we never put it in there. Then we took it all out. Now we put it back in. Well, it's not bad for you. Have you ever heard that newscast where they said it's good for you, mercury?
No.
It's crazy. These people are crazy.
Wow.
I'm sorry. Anything else, Ronnie?
One more thing. I just last week had went to the copycat over here and copied about 1,000 papers with one has about 8 websites to look at, and I did radio stations to listen to with George Norrie, and also in the back I put Google videos to search from 9/11 Road to Tyranny to Jordan Maxwell and to Naked Truth to different documentaries that people can do, and you know, anyone can do this, anyone can do that. I mean, I paid $50, $60, $100, whatever. I'm on a fixed income, and I'm being able to do this, and I'm fighting the New World Order, and I'm doing the InfoWars, and I've been doing this for about 10 years now.
Hang in there and don't stop.
Security, and I want to see other people do this. I mean, anyone can do this.
Hey, great job.
Duct tape and paper, and I'm going to go tape it all over the poles, schools, parks, recreation centers, and that's what we got to do.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for the call, Ronnie. James and others, your calls are coming up. We got to let Robert go. He's got some appointments. Robert Galen Ross, fire out the website.
My website is www.4rie.com. That's 4rie.com.
You know, we laugh because it is sick. I mean,
it's really sick.
It's so ridiculous how bad these people are, and the public can't see it, some of them. Yeah. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Hey, I really appreciate you coming in. I hope folks get your book, The Elite Serial Killers of Lincoln, JFK, RFK, and MLK. It's amazing, at InfoWars.com.
My pleasure, Al.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Police Department!
We're already under a scientific dictatorship. Martial law is coming, but it's not going to arrive overnight. It's going to be incremental. This country is already teetering on the edge. Any incident, small or large, could trigger a total takeover. Anything could be the final push. Visit SurviveMartialLaw.com and download the ebook full of information that will prepare you for life under total military control. Know how to survive in the conditions that may soon be here on American soil. Learn how to act around controlling troops and how to use their own psychology against them through social engineering. When martial law is officially announced, checkpoints will be enforced, gun confiscations will occur for registered gun owners, and cities will be on lockdown. You will be dealing with a force that has been in training for years, preparing for this takeover. Visit SurviveMartialLaw.com. When ordering this ebook, you also receive weekly updates. Visit SurviveMartialLaw.com or call 866-644-1933. That's 866-644-1933.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We'll be right back. Tony Gosling is our guest for this segment and the next. Then I'm going to cover a bunch of news we haven't gotten to and take a few final calls in the last 30 minutes of the four-hour weekday show we do every Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. We've now expanded it to a fourth hour. We're, of course, back live Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Don't forget, I'll be showing my new film, Truth Rising, story of the 9/11 Truth Movement, 9/11 Truth, We Are Change, Willie Nelson, Jesse Ventura, Martin Sheen, it just goes on and on. All the people on their side, just amazing who gets confronted. Alan Greenspan, David Rockefeller, Zbigniew Brzezinski, Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, John McCain, Barack Obama, John Edwards, I mean, Arnold Schwarzenegger, all of them. I mean, it's just insane. And it's dynamic, well done, all of these confrontations, you know, on high-quality video, not some YouTube clip, as most of you have seen it, and interwoven with the last 3 years of demonstrations and protest and the footage of Bill Maher being confronted. Amazing film, and that's coming up. Two showings, and then the film won't come out till July 4th. It'll be available for PrisonPlanet.tv members on July 4th and to get on DVD. July 4th. We might start pre-orders a few weeks before that, but these two showings, this Saturday, 3:30, Sunday, 6:30 at night, I'll give a 30-minute speech before each one and then show the film. So get your tickets at Infowars.com. You link through, and you can link through and go over to the Alamo Drafthouse to buy those tickets there. Or you can go to the door and buy those tickets. It's the Alamo Ritz, their new big one downtown on 6th Street. Hope to see you there. Okay, let's go to Tony Gosling. Up on PrisonPlanet.com, we have a link to the Infowars.net story. Complete media lockdown on Athens Bilderberg meeting. Did recent exposures prompt elite confab into super secrecy? Or is the Greek newspaper wrong? Could this just be a steering committee? Are they partially right? We know they do have steering committees. This is the journalist, the man who runs Bilderberg.org. He first broke this in the Western English language press that this could be happening, and it's important because they have tried a lot of tricks. It's been decades since we didn't find out where they were meeting and indeed get there. They normally meet in late May into early June, but joining us is Tony Gosling from the United Kingdom. Tony, thanks for coming on.
Hi, Alex. Yeah. The interesting thing is, though, that I don't think we've had anything whatsoever in the English language about this before the event this year, and there's still very, very little. I mean, the fact that there was no opportunity for any journalist to actually get there this year means that they're saying very little. I mean, I've had a look at this. Obviously, I mean, I don't speak Greek. I had a look at this, and I've put it through the various translation devices and things, and it certainly looks as if this is the meeting. The reason I say that is because on the forum, which is kind of off the side of the Bilderberg.org site, there's been a lot of discussion over the past few weeks and months about where this meeting is going to take place. But this year, we weren't absolutely certain, even though it did look like it might well be Greece, because some of the main participants were going to be in the Greece area at the time. And also, most interestingly, the financial institutions like the IMF had a kind of holiday booked for that time in southern Europe. This particular hotel, it does look as if it was completely block booked for the Thursday, Friday. Well, actually, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Okay, well, let's be clear then. You're saying, and I think you're a credible source, been very accurate in the past, for listeners out there wondering my opinion for what it's worth, that, I mean, that I put a lot of stake in what you believe, Tony, because you're one of the most tireless researchers on this front and have done so much work. You're saying tentatively or 80% chance, 70, 60?
I'd say it's almost certain that this was the meeting of the past weekend. And the most significant thing about it is that this is the first time, certainly since I've been doing this, that's probably for 12 years or so, that we haven't actually managed to figure out where they're meeting for certain beforehand. Now, we had some pretty good indications that it was going to be in Greece and at this particular hotel in a place beginning with V that I wouldn't even like to try and pronounce.
Spell it out for people.
It's Vouliagmeni, Vouliagmeni. Maybe, then it certainly did look like this was where it was going to take place.
And this is score one.
A week ago or so, the only trouble was we weren't absolutely certain. So there was absolutely no way, really, that I was going to go out saying that this is where the meeting's taking place, because although it was a bit of a strong hint that it was going to be here, we weren't sure about it.
Okay, so that's why you think this is so credible, and you're saying virtually certain 95% chance.
I mean, for the last 3 or 4 weeks on the Bilderberg Forum, we've been saying it certainly looks like one of the first two weekends in Greece in May.
Now, this is historically very early for them to be meeting.
No, it's around about the normal time. I mean, it's during May and June. There's nothing particularly strange about the timing.
I was looking at some dates. Don't they generally meet in late May, early June?
Well, yes, but this week we're coming up for the middle of May. There are other meetings around about this time. I don't think that's particularly special about this year.
Okay, but what you're saying is so credible is that you had got a lot of intel, a lot of your sources that you trust. We're pointing towards Athens, Greece, and now it appears that that's happened.
Well, the thing that really stands out this year, Alex, is the fact that we've had absolutely no information about the movements of some of the key Bilderberg people. What's happening is that they're taking that information off the web now. Whereas in past years, we were able to kind of look for example, the key people like David Rockefeller, the Queen of the Netherlands, the President of Europe, all these various, the European Union, various people like this in the past had been pretty good at putting on the web whereabouts they were going, what their engagements were, in the future. Now,
and then you could see where they were clustering.
That's right, exactly. And this year that's been almost impossible to do because that information has just not been there. I mean, there's been a little bit, so, you know, we've had a bit of a go at figuring out where they're going to be. But
so this is a big one for Bilderberg Group. This is a big victory.
This is, yeah, and also I think, I mean, my own feeling is that it's a little bit ominous that they've decided that they need to really make sure that absolutely nobody in the English language covers them, and that's what's happened this year. There was not a single English language journalist there this year.
Well, you just stole my thunder. Let me stop you. This, if you're correct, and I pray you're not, because this will be quite a victory for them. They hate being hounded by us. The first time in 30-plus years that Tucker hasn't learned the location, if this is the case, and I'm being convinced by you. Gosh, I hope you're wrong. But that's my next point. Man, we've got FEMA camp roundup drills going on, bizarre military activities, all sorts of stuff. And I'm not trying to fearmonger, folks. I mean, other people jump at shadows, but I'm seeing a lot of weird stuff. I've been very disquieted in my gut, which I also always go off of. And if they don't pull something big, some new war or some new financial thing, they were certainly thinking about it. And the fact that they would go super stealth like this would show and point towards something was happening here that they did not want to be known. Go ahead.
That's right. And also, the venue this year is a really isolated place. I mean, you know, if you or I were to get down there, Alex, we'd have found it very, very difficult to get close to them, to speak to anyone from the hotel, to ask the waiters, etc., to keep an eye on them, to inform the staff at the hotel about the Nazi roots of Bilderberg, you know, the Prince Bernhard setting it up in the first place. And that's actually one of the most important things I've found going to these Bilderberg meetings, is to actually have a chat to the staff beforehand. And when you actually explain to them the connections with fascism and the Nazis, then often the staff are shocked and are actually quite cooperative. And in fact, you also find, as you probably found yourself, that some of the participants also find these meetings really smothering. I mean, we had a chat to a couple of politicians when I was at the meeting in Versailles a few years ago, who actually come out of the meeting to buy cigarettes just to have any excuse to get out of the place. These were the politicians, not the financiers.
By smothering, describe from all the tidbits you've gotten over the years from your sources and even mainstream press reports, by smothering, what you mean?
Sorry?
Describe by smothering what you mean. What, I mean, describe details of the definition of smothering.
Well, I mean, what they do is they try and make sure that nobody gets any information about these conferences. I mean, they also have in the past put out disinformation, put out false lists with sort of weird Jewish names, loads of Jewish names on there, so that the idea is to sort of associate that with people like you and I, Alex, to brand us as anti-Semites. And there's just been a very, very, very little, information about it this year.
That's right. They really want to make this an anti-Semitic thing, and that's why they've been caught funding Nazi groups and PR groups, because that's so important that we now have a real political debate about this. They want to taint it with a you-know-what in the punch bowl.
I mean, if you and I had the sort of financing that these people from the Federal Reserve, the European Central Bank, the IMF had behind their PR operation and behind their intelligence operation, I mean, and their disinformation operation, then you know, I think we would be laughing. But I mean, they have a fantastic amount of resources to put into this. I mean, I think it's pretty clear to me that that they're planning something pretty nasty coming up soon. That's why they've spent a lot of time and effort this year keeping everybody away from them. Also, of course, it's significant that they're down in Greece because these people are big followers of Greek classical mythology and
eugenics.
All the sort of pre-Christian stuff.
Eugenics. Really, their religion is eugenics and the worship of the Spartan eugenic system.
That's right. So I think it is significant that they wanted to have a big meeting in Greece this year to make it kind of glitzy but absolutely private. And it scares me, actually, that they're able to keep any scrutiny by any of the Western press out of there. And, of course, our job in the past years, even if the press don't listen in the West, is just at least flag it up to the press to make sure that a few of them do turn up.
Tony Gosselin, Bilderberg.org. Stay with us if you can. I want to come back and ask you a few other questions about what you think this big, nasty thing could be. We know 2 years ago, plus, they said they were going to implode the economy, pop the subprime mortgage bubble to start the unraveling so they could shear the slaves, the scum, the trash, the filth, the cattle, that's us. Do you think it's going to be that, or is it attacking Iran? We'll be right back.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
World Products Now is introducing the new Detoxer foot and body pads that work while you're sleeping to pull heavy metals and toxins from the body. Our Detoxer pads release unwanted toxins, relieve stress and pain, and improves the immune system, circulation, and blockages all while you're sleeping. Very simply, you put one pad on each foot before bedtime and go to sleep. And when you wake up, the toxins that are drawn out of the body will be in the pads. You peel them off and throw them away. It's that simple. Call 908-691-2608. We encourage our customers to detox in as many ways as possible to bring the body back to a balance. The average person is exposed to hundreds of chemicals daily. This is one of the many powerful ways to detox the body. We recommend you try our Detoxer foot pads and see and feel the difference for yourself. Call today at 1-908-691-2608. Our Detoxer foot pads are vegan and environmentally friendly and do not contain chitosan. Call today, World Products Now, at 1-908-691-2608.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 15 books on health and natural healing. Vaccines included, medicines kill more people every year than any illness. The cost of drug side effects in America is more than $200 billion annually, with the worst toll taken by antibiotics. But there is a cure for this medical madness that has remained secret. OxySilver, developed by NASA scientists to keep astronauts healthy. is an evolutionary new dietary supplement making deadly vaccinations and antibiotics obsolete. Taking 1 to 2 teaspoons daily boosts natural immunity without drug toxicity. OxySilver combines oxygen and silver in a new way. The oxygen becomes a supercharged germ killer, freeing your immune system to fight colds, flus, cancers, and more. Build disease defenses naturally, painlessly, powerfully, safely, and inexpensively with OxySilver. Order your supply now by calling toll-free 1-877-817-9829. That's 1-877-817-9829. Do it now.
Tony Gosselin, Bilderberg.org, been to many of the meetings, been covering it for more than a decade, joins us weeks ago. He was speculating, a lot of evidence was coming in, as he told you, that it was going to be in Greece. And he believes that it had happened last weekend and that they went in and met. Other than this report, do you know how credible this this news source is? I mean, it looks credible. It looks like they've got a lot of people on staff. It's just so hard to try to read Greek. I mean, you really think that they've met and defeated us?
I think so. This newspaper, I mean, there's just two things that make me think that. First of all is that it was pointing towards Greece anyway. It looked like it was going to be there. And then this is a national newspaper in Greece, that even though it's printed in Crete, apparently it's circulated right across Greece. And it's on the front page of the newspaper, a picture of this Bilderberg meeting, or a picture from afar, from a telephoto lens, of it happening. I don't think it's a steering group, but the thing is, this is part of their little game. But at the end of the day, looking at comparing all these various sources, I think there's definitely been a big security clampdown this year, and it doesn't entirely surprise me.
All right, well, other people
found out.
Other people get depressed when their soccer team loses. I get depressed.
Yeah, I know. It is. You do feel like it's a bit of a body blow. But in a way, there's only so much that you can do at one of these extremely secluded island-style venues. Anyway, you know, you can't necessarily get very close to them.
But being across the water or circling in a boat, being harassed by police, then gets it in the news,
and then we expose
the shadow government. This is not good. If you're right, and Tony, I respect you, but let me just move forward here. What do you think? And then make whatever point you want. What do you think the big nasties are that they were planning?
Well, it's really difficult to tell that, Alex. And you know, one doesn't want to get really too much into fear mongering. But it does seem to me that we are headed towards some sort of a clash, possibly with the Chinese. There's loads of anti-Chinese stuff going on, and goodness knows what's going to happen. I mean, I've said in the little report that I've done about this year's Bilderberg meeting last weekend, as it seems, on Bilderberg.org, that it does look like this may be... this up-and-coming Olympics is going to be a kind of a little bit like the Berlin Olympics of 1936, where we had this kind of rather extreme regime hosting the games. And, of course, it's an absolute powder keg. Anything that happens at those games could kick off something much wider. So that's something that's worrying me. I mean, I personally, if I was an athlete, I would want to stay away from the games, particularly because of what a nasty regime the Chinese are. I mean, they're really not even vaguely interested in freedom of speech. They're arresting bloggers left, right, and center. There is no freedom of speech in China. I met some Chinese journalists recently, and I was really quite horrified as to how obedient they were to the Chinese government. You know, you think to yourself, hopefully, that journalists will have at least a little interest and sympathy for ordinary people, but these people didn't at all. And they thought it was very, very strange that we should even question what the Chinese government wanted to say. So, you know, that's one aspect of all this. The other thing, of course, is that we've had two big false flag attacks in the US in 9/11 and here in the UK on 7/7. One of the places that we haven't had that yet is Israel. So I wonder if something like that could happen over there.
A lot of experts we talked to do think the next staged event is set for Israel.
Well, we'll see. The other thing, of course, which is a massive possibility, is a kind of... I don't know how to describe it really, but a sort of Gulf of Tonkin for real, where you have British ships or US ships that are basically just exploded, and then that is blamed on whoever it is that they want to kick off this war with. Thankfully, I think it's fair to say in Britain here that our military is aware of the danger of these kinds of exercises and of also these kind of tricks that are used to get wars started. I'm not quite so sure whether that's true out in the rest of the world. So it will be really interesting to see what happens. Let's just pray to God that nothing does happen. The other thing I wanted to say, though, is that I've been doing a lot of reading recently around the whole sort of origins of the New World Order. I don't know if you, Alex, have ever come across this author, Dennis Wheatley, have you?
It rings a bell.
Dennis Wheatley was one of the most prolific authors came out of Britain in the 1930s, 40s, 50s, and 60s. And he did. There was a couple of films made about his books. One of the most famous is called The Devil Rides Out. But back in 1941, I've discovered Dennis talking about the New World Order. And this does, you know, also sort of joins the dots between the Second World War and the current conflicts. What he's saying is in the New World Order, all family life will be at an end except for the conquerors, and only the worst elements spiritually will be allowed to procreate fresh generations to populate a world divided into masters and slaves. Now, that was 1941 he wrote that, under the shadow of the Second World War.
Well, that's what they're obsessed with. It's a eugenics empire, and instead we argue about who exactly runs it. Well, we know that what they're carrying out. I tell you what, Tony, can you stay with us 5 more minutes? I want to hear you talk more about this. Okay, he thinks Bilderberg already happened. If this is true, it's horrible news, but we'll continue to cover it on the other side.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Wake up, Protestant America. There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love of God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. For free materials, call 888-211-1715 or write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771.
Prepare for an uncertain future with DVDs from the winner of 12 Telly Awards. Hood's Woods is the world leader in survival instructional videos. Hood's Woods produces an outstanding collection of survival DVDs, from cave cooking to survival basics to home survival DVDs, covering topics such as food storage and home emergency planning. You will learn survival techniques for use in the wild and in your very own home, used by the scouts, the military, and families around the world. For a limited time, you can receive the entire 24 DVD set, including The Woods Master, Cave Cooking, and The Urban Master DVDs for only $399, an $80 savings, or purchase single DVDs for only $19.95. If you'd like to learn more about survival, trapping, cave cooking, navigation, tracking, desert survival, and much more, visit survival.com. To place your order or to request a free catalog, call 888-257-2847. That's 888-257-2847. Or visit us online at survival.com. That's survival.com, the world leader in survival instructional videos.
standing in the middle of life with my pants behind me. I got a smile for everyone I meet. As long as you don't tie dragging my bay or dropping the bomb on my street. Come on, baby.
Yeah, I got a smile for everybody I meet, unless you don't try to take my baby or drop a bomb on my street. These control freaks love the fact they can inject you with their bioweapons and the vaccines, carry out their eugenics against you. I didn't pre-interview Tony Gosling, and here he is bringing up eugenics, bringing up their program, bringing up their control. He's bringing up an author who had this figured out back during the 40s. I've heard that name. Tell me more about that guy. This is interesting.
Well, Dennis was actually a Second World War hero. He was a writer in the 30s, but he was also very close to people like Aleister Crowley and some of these occultists. So he was actually kind of into the white magic style thing. But he was
so
very,
he'd been
very
around these people, and he knew what they were up to, so he spelled the names.
Exactly.
So what's his name again? Dennis what?
It's Dennis Wheatley, Wheatley.
Yeah, I've heard that name.
Now, one of the weird things is that there was a big copyright battle just after he died, and so his material, even though it was published, as I said, in the 30s, right the way up till the 70s, there's hardly been any copies of his books printed at all since then. So you have to get on to, secondhand bookshops and that kind of thing to get hold of Dennis's stuff.
Okay, but he knew about the New World Order. What did he say?
Well, he said, as I just explained to you, that stuff. He was also writing about, he said that Winston Churchill, he believed, was a member of the Illuminati of Adam Weishaupt. He said that in one of his books.
Well, he was a public member of the Druids.
Well, yes, but he's talking about the Illuminati now. Of course, this is, we need to get serious about this Illuminati stuff, because if you go back far enough, there's plenty of evidence that these people very much did exist. And the main people who are exposing the Illuminati back in the time that they very first started was actually a Freemason himself. He exposed it, John Robison, because he could see the way that Freemasonry was being twisted by these people and infiltrated. So,
yeah,
you know,
George Washington, by the way, before he died, came out against it as well. Now, let's be clear. If we say all Masons are, these wicked devils, they're going to think we're liars, because most of them are porch Masons lower down in the pyramidal structure, not at the capstone. But we need to explain that they use the mechanism of the Masonic system to take over and then forge their Illuminati, this subversive political arm funded by some of the covert European powers. But absolutely, I mean, that's a historical fact that exists and goes on.
Well, another thing Dennis Wheatley says was that there would be the right to homes and children of their own would be reserved for the overlords. The rest would be herded into barracks and reduced to the level of robots, without the right to read or speak or even think for themselves. And he also pointed out that there could be no revolt, because every officer, priest, deputy, editor, magistrate, writer, and any other leader of free thought and action in the conquered countries would already have been executed by firing squads, and leaderless herds cannot prevail against tanks, tear gas, bombs, and machine guns. Now, that's a direct quote from 1941.
Yeah, very nice people.
But I mean, I find it fascinating that he was talking about all this stuff all that time ago, and then we see this whole idea of, Hitler being as kind of man-god as he was at the time. I think that's what we're going to be seeing in the future, someone coming along to do a similar kind of thing. Obviously much better spun than Hitler was. Also, I mean, we're seeing in Britain now, I mean, I don't know how much you follow British politics, a really incredible attack on Gordon Brown.
Yeah, I follow it closely.
I think it's all psychological tactics. If you go back to the mid-70s, you'll see that the secret state in Britain attacked Harold Wilson in a very similar way. Gordon Brown, I mean, he was one of the people who was part of the cabinet that signed up to the war, the Iraq war.
And he signed up to have England enter the EU, and he's pro-New World
Order. You do wonder if maybe he had his fingers crossed behind his back at the time, because a lot of the stuff he's doing now is really kind of what we would call, I suppose, Christian socialist principles, old-fashioned socialist principles, which is to do with making sure that the poor are reasonably well looked after, that at least of the nationalized industries, like our National Health Service over here, is preserved, And, you know, he's fighting for that stuff. He's also actually quite, it seems, anti-Zionist, because he has presided over a government which, for the first time for years, we've had Israeli right-wing speakers turning up at London Airport and then being told, well, we can't guarantee that you're not going to be arrested if you want to come in this country.
Yeah, that was actually an Israeli general.
Yeah, so you know, we're seeing a bit of a change with Gordon Brown as leader, and you can see that the City of London and
Let's be clear, that was the Mayor of London helping try to put out the arrest warrant for him. Notice they just kicked him out, but you know, expanding on that, so they were warning him to leave, so they wouldn't get him on a warrant in London. I think it's more like getting rid of George Bush and putting in a Barack Obama. I think it's that they know that they're not moving the ball down the field, so they switch left, right, right, left, left,
yeah,
right, back and forth.
You see, there are really two different sorts of leaders in the world today, at least in the Western world. Those who are vulnerable and can be manipulated, like Gordon Brown. I think he's basically quite a weak-minded guy. And the thing is that maybe that's the reason he's still alive. I mean, what happened to Robin Cook? Robin Cook was basically the Labour Party leader in waiting. So when Tony Blair went out, it was almost certain that Robin Cook was going to become leader. Well, of course,
and then he
we
has
all
a heart
know what happened to him.
Yeah.
Well, he had a big accident during an exercise up in a Scottish mountain, and a helicopter came and took him away and refused to let his wife get in the helicopter with him. And by the time, it was the helicopter of death, a bit like Diana's ambulance of death. By the time he got to the hospital, he was in a really terrible state and he died.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe Gordon Brown is only alive because he's a bit weak and easily manipulated.
Well, I have no doubt that the globalists are very, very serious people. So, bottom line, Tony Gosling from Bilderberg.org, you think they just had the meeting in Greece this weekend?
I'm afraid so, Alex. Yep, looks like they've beaten us this year. I mean, we can't win every year, I suppose. And I just would ask your listeners, let's try next year really hard to track down various, you know, looking at hotels. Are hotels free for that particular weekend? And to really give them a hard time.
But let me just say this, in case you're wrong.
Well, I could be.
We need to keep looking for the location now, because this could be an elaborate foil.
I think it's very unlikely. You're absolutely right. We don't know for sure, and that's always the case. I mean, as you know, Alex, going to these Bilderberg meetings, you're never 100% sure that you've got the right venue, the right time, and the right place.
Until you see David Rockefeller.
Sorry?
Until you see David Rockefeller.
Well, once you actually fly to the venue, you turn up, and you actually turn up on the right morning, on the Thursday morning.
And of course, you have to first be arrested getting off the plane. Of course, that's always a cue you're at the right city, right country, too, because they then, you know, detain you and scream at you.
Yeah, but we really have to work a little bit harder next year. I mean, I've been doing my best, but, you know, we need more people working on this to figure out where they're going to be next year. We don't want them to evade our attention next year.
Sure. Tony Gosling, Bilderberg.org, thank you for popping in with us, and as this develops in the next few days, I'd like to have you visit with us again. Thank you for all your great reportage.
Thank you, Alex, for all you do.
Take care. Look, he's a credible guy. And he does a lot of good work at his site, and he's been right in the past. I hope he's wrong this time. We talked to Jim Tucker this morning. He doesn't think that he's been fooled, and he hasn't ever been fooled yet. He has narrowly found out like a day before it starts and jumped on an all-nighter and flown, you know, 10 hours, 12 hours to be arrested once he gets off the plane. He always knows that's, I'm here. He doesn't think that he wouldn't come on today. He said, I don't know. I've got to research. I'll come on tomorrow. So we'll have Jim Tucker on tomorrow, no doubt. I don't want to beat up on Tony Gosling. I think he's a good guy. I hope he's wrong, though, because I hope that they haven't been able to hide this. But the fact that they're jumping through all these hoops to do it shows that they're very angry that they're getting so much press coverage. I mean, 7 years ago, the New York Times said I was insane and believed an imaginary Bilderberg group. Just like I'm insane and thimerosal wasn't the vaccines. And then it was, but it's out, but mercury's good for you. See, I mean, it's an insanity. Everything they do is just so crazy. Oh, Homeland Security, if you talk about the Constitution, need to be arrested. That's terror code. Again, that sounds insane, but they're doing it. It's all happening. I'm going to take a lone caller here because he's been holding so long, and I'm going to get into the latest Deborah Jean Palfrey situation. since people reminded me about it. James in Ohio, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex.
Hello, my friend.
I'm mad as hell, and I'm not taking it anymore. I want to express the same sentiments your last caller had and let you know that I'm trying to get as many educational DVDs out there as I can. You know, Endgame, Freedom to Fascism, Terror Storm, just pass them out as much as I can. You know, I'm limited income, so I do it on payday. I'll pass out about 25.
No.
But
if every one of our listeners would do that, we'd win this battle very, very quickly.
Yeah, we got to get together and really work at it. But, no, I wanted to ask you a quick question. Doing a little bit of research on my own, and I come across the red and the blue list. What do you know?
Other countries always have a list. People that are to be arrested, people that are to be killed, people that are to be rounded up. And totalitarian regimes always have these. They're very hard to carry out. We see FEMA doing these type drills right now, and they've built camps, and they admit they want to put political dissidents in them. A lot of bank owners, a lot of well-known preachers, people have even served them on the list to be picked up. If they try it, it'll be a big canary in the coal mine. I mean, the common person out there. The feds also use this as propaganda, and I appreciate your call, James. Let me answer your question and move on. The feds, and we know people that are feds and people that put out this info, they love to run around and go, if you ever talk about the New World Order, you're on the list. If you ever visited a site, you're on it. Be afraid. Sit in your room with your knees knocking together. Don't go out in public. Hide secretly. Meet with a militia person behind a barn in the middle of nowhere. Bring weapons. That's oh, watch out the list. They're everywhere. You know, and then you go and it's feds. So what? I mean, they've got a million people. They keep giving the numbers out from like a year ago of 900 and something thousand, 994,000 on the terrorist list. And it said a 5-year-old girl takes a picture on the plane of their mother. The federal marshals protested last year and said, we have to put them on a list for the rest of their life if they're a terrorist. And then they said, we don't want to do this. We're told to make up that they're terrorists. And I mean, it's made up. It's not real. It's all part of the hysteria, the backdrop. You ever sold a car and went in and normally you only get a $1,000 paycheck every 2 weeks, but you deposited $5,000 because you sold that old truck? You're on a terror list for the rest of your life. I mean, that's just, it's all about getting everyone on a terror list because the terrorists run the government and they're waging war on us. And so what? They're the terrorists. Let's put them on public list as traitor enemies of the republic. You know, they can't get us all. They're not going to get us all. We can't be like the Germans and just go along with it. They always try to set it first. Well, it's just this minority, just the gypsies first. And, you know, they've got a culture of robbing and cheating everybody else, so it's okay, cultural hygiene, to go ahead and arrest them and put them in labor camps for their own good. And then it's another group, and then another group, and then another group, and then another group. But the main target's always the German people. It's always the American people. It's always the British people. It's always... So, see, they beta test. As Rex 84 says, the government says, we'll claim it's for illegal aliens, but it'll be for the citizens. And see, now you see that happening. As they kind of, yeah, they're round up arrest teams, and they're putting people through the cattle chutes in Des Moines, Iowa. And I've got the article. There's photos. There's video. So see, it's, oh, well, I like these teams that take you to sports stadiums, you know, that take you to the cattle pens. I mean, they're putting them through cattle pens. It's all a message. It's all, can't talk about the Constitution. You're going to cattle pens. It's all archetypal. So they want us to all basically potty in our pants and just all freak out and paranoia and run when they're the traitors, they're the enemies, they're shameful, they're disgusting. They would have been able to carry this off if we hadn't have exposed that they're the terrorist. They would have been able to get away with this if we wouldn't have exposed that they carried out the attacks. Now most people know, now their credibility's blown, they're in deep trouble. They're just trying to move through things and use their great mass in inertia to follow through. All right, shifting gears. But, yeah, there are some lists about who's to be arrested and who's to be killed, and they really do have a list of people. I assure you I'm on the red list, ladies and gentlemen. Do I care? I get out on the highway every day, deadly dangerous, and I do it. because I want to be able to travel and I enjoy driving. Do I, cry and whine and, oh, my God, I'm on the driving list? No. And is there a small chance, much smaller compared to dying in an automobile accident, that they'll come get me and kill me? Yeah. But, I mean, I'm a man. I mean, it's about, going, well, that's, I'm fighting a bunch of scum. I mean, they might come kill me. I hope that doesn't happen, but do I take a lot of precautions? Do I run around in fear? No, I just kind of go, well, they're a bunch of dime core child kidnappers. I got to speak out against them, It's not, the fact that we have to ask ourselves if we should do this, the fact that we have to question whether we should even speak out or do something, shows why we're in so much trouble. Now, listen to this CNN piece. This is CNN Prime Saturday. I've never played it because I'm, frankly, only talking about myself, but it's an important issue because they imply that, they claim that she thought she might be being followed. No, she said, I think there's a hit out on me. And then, people claim she said that this was going. No, she said this. Or, her manager says the handwriting doesn't look the same, and they use one little example. That's just how. So they basically just put out a bunch of disinfo, and it really is shameful. Here that is.
Palfrey kill herself, or did somebody kill her? Now, we pose that question because it's being posed by hundreds of bloggers, if not the thousands that are responding to those blogs. We've asked Josh Levs to check into these for us, and he's joining us now live to actually break this down for us. Josh, take it away.
Yeah, hey there, Rick. One of the most prominent blogs taking a look at this is right here. It's called PrisonPlanet.com, and they've been talking about this very frequently, at times every day. They have, for example, this one piece that says her friend said that that's not her signature on the suicide note. Let me scroll down a little bit. Show you the kinds of things that are going on online. They're putting together a signature that they've seen from her, or rather a piece of handwriting they've seen of her before, and her handwriting on her suicide note. They're saying, was she forced to do this? Is it even really hers? Also, this same site at another point talks about, look, they say, even the Washington Post said that after she went to jail, she would have been able to make all this money. She would have been famous. There would have been book deals, movies. Why would she possibly do this? So these are the kinds of things people were batting back and forth and saying, hey, does it even make sense that she would have committed suicide?
Well, when it comes to handwriting, I can tell you just from some of the studies that we've done in the past say that there's no actual definitive way of breaking down somebody's handwriting.
Then they come back and say, actually, women do hang themselves a lot less than men, but it's not that big of a difference. And then they add into that asphyxiation by carbon monoxide, a bunch of other stuff. I mean, it's just, these guys are the same guy that same day I was watching him at the beach was saying the police did a good job of those people beating him.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from your body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay in MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. For only $22.95 plus shipping, MetaCleanse is shipped directly to you. Or call them at 1-800-317-9547. That's 1-800-317-9547. Call today.
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, You're Fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA's secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Kem Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
By the way, folks, if you want to get Washington, You're Fired on DVD, discounted out of the gates, go to InfoWars.com. American Drug War, two-hour film, award-winning. Got the feds going crazy. And with 3 hours of extras, it's $19.95 on InfoWars.com. In-game, Terror Storm, Loose Change, Final Cut, InfoWars.com. John Harmon running the show up in Minnesota. Billy Bob down here in Austin, Texas, doing a great job as well. I want to be sure and ask you, John, remind me, I keep forgetting, to play that seven-minute hit piece tomorrow, because I don't want to not do justice to Deborah Jean Palfrey. I've also been called by the local detective there. He actually called me when I was out of town last week. I haven't called him yet. I'm going to call him when the show ends, and I'll have some tidbits for you tomorrow. But I've got to do justice here to this hit piece that they did. I am not going to go over 4 hours today. I am not going to be doing that. When the show ends in about 3 minutes, that will be it. And then if you want to hear any of the first hour, second hour, third hour, fourth hour that you missed on Bilderberg developments, did they really meet with Robert Galen Ross talking about the economy and his take on what's happening there? That will restart at the InfoWars streams. Those are separate from Genesis streams. If you want to hear any of the rebroadcast, InfoWars.com. You've got to go there, right there, to listen. Also, don't forget that your support makes this broadcast possible, and that means support of our sponsors, not just my national sponsors, but your local AM and FM stations. Be sure and support those sponsors as well. We're very, very thankful to them. I also want to tell you that I appreciate Interfood, Aloe Ease, and eFoods Direct. And I just want everybody to be sure and visit the Aloe Ease website. The overall company, of course, is New Vitality. Hundreds of great products. These are well-known, well-designed herbs and different solid foods, superfoods that are very well-known. They have hundreds of products, New Vitality. But one of the ones that I know works very well is Aloe Ease Body Cleanse. Totally flushes your guts out. Very, very important. 1-800-569-4056. 1-800-569-4056. Or go to their website, newvitality.com. Just link through on InfoWars.com. You can also go to innerfood.com and check out that huge line of products. They've got the best green food I found out there, bar none. 100% absorption of the nutrients you need, dulse kelp, barley grass, wheatgrass, chlorella, spirulina, and 16 other incredible products, things that are in the product. You go to prisonplanet.com or InfoWars.com, link through on the Inner Health Botanical banners to the Alex Jones subpage. Get 10% off, order in bulk, get 20% off on top of that. 1-866-762-9238, 1-866-762-9238, or innerfood.com. Again, that's innerfood.com, or 1-866-762-9238. And then last but not least, eFoods Direct, the longest continually operating storable foods company in the nation, 27 years, where I've gotten storable foods four times now. Lasts more than 10 years in climate control, 10 years in non-climate control. You need to give eFoods Direct a call and tell them Alex Jones sent you. At least get a free brochure. Find out about their two-month supplies, year supplies, with the economy, with the food prices going up, with talk of depression. It's just, even if there's any chance of this stuff happening, and fortunately there's a pretty good one, need to be prepared, need to be ready. And 1-800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com. Never stand in a bread line, ladies and gentlemen, because you'll have your own bread. All right, I'm out of time for this live transmission. Big guest later this week. Huge guest next week. I'm just going to tell you, look for that next week on the show in the middle of the week. Going to leave it at that. I'll be showing my new film this Saturday and Sunday at Alamo Drafthouse. Details at InfoWars.com. Only two showings. Get your tickets now. That is it for this transmission. Retransmission starts now at InfoWars.com. The non-carpetbagger website. Streams are there right now for you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
You're listening to GCN.
Imagine a world of peace, freedom, justice, and ecological sanity where the days of empire